Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Last Thursday, I did about 3 hours of the four-hour radio show on scores of new, heavily sponsored bills in the House of Representatives that will ban all semi-automatic handguns and rifles in the United States, also giving the Attorney General, the way it reads, now sworn in minutes ago, to be able to ban basically any other guns he wishes. He is for complete disarmament of the American people. He has testified before the Supreme Court. He has filed briefs supporting the D.C. total gun ban and believes it should be done nationwide. We now have an attorney general who is the most anti-American, anti-Second Amendment creature ever seen. Rahm Emanuel has also introduced legislation to completely ban guns. He has supported it in Illinois as well. These are crime bosses. And when criminals come in and rob a bank, folks, first thing they do is go over to the off-duty police or the security guards, the security men, and disarm them. Well, we've been robbed by the international bankers. The first thing they do is, hands up, drop your weapons. I mean, if somebody was going to go out and kidnap a police officer, they'd come up behind them, put a gun to their head, and say, put your hands up, and they'd take their firearm away from them. And that's what it is. They're not the government. They're dirty, stinking pieces of criminal filth. Period. And all these decades, they swore up and down, oh, we don't want your guns. Oh, we don't want to restrict them. Oh, we don't. Just let us pass one more piece of gun control legislation, and then we'll stop. And now they're up there saying, we don't want your guns. We don't want your guns. We want reasonable new gun laws, which mean total bans. They have bills to, the reason I'm going into this history is there's new horrors. That's right, the White House or Homeland Security will be able to, in an extrajudicial fashion, outside the courts, completely outside even their kangaroo courts, they have kangaroo family courts that kidnap children, no due process, no witnesses, no nothing. To where they can, now there's already a million Americans, as of 6 months ago, I haven't seen the latest numbers, they add 25,000 people a month to the list for the last 7 years. There is now over a million people on the no-fly list, and they're saying that if you're on a no-fly list or a criminal list, and this is all under Patriot Act compliance. See, people think a no-fly list is just a no-fly list. No, no. No, 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 no. This is a no-buy-and-sell list. So I'm going to go over the legislation that Rahm Emanuel is talking about introducing coming up today. We posted this last night up on prisonplanet.com. And this is the architect. This is Blagojevich's little buddy. This is the person that brought him up to power. This is the individual that brought Barack Obama up to power. So while they're saying they're going to put 20,000 battle-hardened combat troops on the streets of the United States to control us, and while they're saying they're going to create a million-man domestic army, which they've now announced yesterday, I mean, officially, they were always saying they would do it, but now they've officially announced it, it's all happening. They're coming with armed force against us for your land, your property, your children. They are usurpers. They are pirates. Tyranny is when pirates get control of government. They are a gang with a flag. And they have these big official-sounding titles. But as the Declaration of Independence reads, when they become destructive of the aims of liberty and freedom in the people, it is the people's right, it is their duty to abolish that form of government and set up a new one. All I want is our old form. These are revolutionaries. I'm a counter-revolutionary. They've come in, bought off our government, overthrown it, and now they're really getting ready to do a Soviet job. And I don't joke when I say this. If they win, they're going to kill 100 million of us. They're going to kill most of us listening right now. They want to murder you and your family.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I'm going to get Aaron Zellman, Jews of the Preservation of Firearms Ownership, on this week to talk about the most vicious, focused, savage attack, a decapitation attack. If they get this, it's over, barring physical war with them. We're also going to get Larry Pratt back on this week because so much is happening, so much is going on. I knew when they tripled the size of the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives, the Revenuers, a great criminal history, they were the folks that would go around for the feds on whiskey taxes and cotton taxes and other things and beat people up, steal, go in their houses without warrants, rob everything. And, of course, they became corrupt. They became really the first national mafia in the United States by the 1850s, 60s, 70s. And they would range around during Reconstruction and other times just murdering, raping, killing whoever they wanted. So out of those cadres has been formed what we know of as the gun confiscators, the brutal haters of this country, brutal criminal gang in their gun division. Now, you've got the explosives division, you've got the taxing authority over alcohol, tobacco, but that still springs from a criminal organization. I'm not saying everyone that works at the BATFE is a terrorist. There's a lot of clerks and bureaucrats and people out there. But they're revenuers. They're the original federal revenuers before you had the income tax. This is the anniversary of the 16th Amendment today, by the way. Or was it yesterday? The point is that they want your guns, and they want them bad. A bully wants to subjugate his slaves, and they want to chain you down. It's like a psychopath. It's basic psychopathic psychology. MO, modus operandi. They love getting you chained down so they can leer and smile and get a good look at you and terrorize you and tell you, you're in my power. There's nothing you can do. Man, I watch the news, and it's nothing but demonizing families of more than one or two children. I watch the news. It's constant demonization of industry and businesses that are low-level and small. It's constant demonization of bottled water saying, drink your tap water, public service announcements, because they're putting poison in it by design. And the brain-damaged public can't even imagine it's that criminal because it's so scary for them to understand it. And last week, in fact, it was in my stack here when I left last Thursday. They moved my stack of news out of here. I've got to find it so I can dig all the bill numbers back out. Or I guess I could pull them up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com during the next break. There's just so many of them. I had a big stack of them. H.R. 45 and others that completely end the Second Amendment. Gone. And see, the Supreme Court pulled that little ruse last year, claiming they'd had a pro-Second Amendment ruling. And I told you it was a sneak attack. It's like the Tet Offensive in Vietnam when it's the Asian New Year. And everybody stands down and they sneak attack during that period. They have announced bills where all of us will have to be psychologically tested. All of our medical records will have to be turned over. Any misdemeanor, any type of mental designation that tens of millions of Americans have. Because, they advertise it as the thing to do. Oh, you're 14. You're depressed over your girlfriend or your boyfriend breaking up with you. The school counselor says, listen, here's a card of a local psychologist. You ought to go to them. First visit, they say, well, I'm going to prescribe Ritalin or this Prozac drug to you because then the insurance kicks in. We'll give you a mental designation, and then it'll all be covered. And then now they're getting those juvenile files. They're getting those private psychological files on tens of millions of Americans. And now if you have a car wreck, they come to you and say, you should see a psychologist. And then they're putting millions of Americans a year on Prozac and other drugs. And see, with that comes a psychological designation. They have to say something's wrong with you. Oh, are you feeling depressed over your car wreck? Yeah, you know, I herniated, you know, three discs or ruptured some and have a broken collarbone, doc. I've talked to so many people that have told this story, or I, you know, broke both my legs and smashed my face in. Yeah, I'm bummed out. Knocked all my teeth out. They don't say, well, you know, get back on your feet, exercise. You know, you can get some implants to fix your teeth. Boy, you're lucky you lived through this. They say, oh, well, we're going to give you a psychological designation now, and here's some pills. And now you're institutionalized. See, they can't get you on welfare. They're going to get you on drugs. If they can't do that, they're going to get you in the criminal justice system. Or they can't do that, they're going to get you in debt. And so remember what happened when Bill Clinton left office? Everybody got upset, but then Bush continued it. And so governors went, ah, it's all right. They took millions. Clinton started with 86,000, was in the news. But then it's now millions and millions and millions of veterans. World War II vets, Korean War vets, Vietnam vets, Desert Storm vets. And let's say you collapse in your chemical suit in 130-degree temperatures. You collapse in your Bradley fighting vehicle. Or you got shot up, or you were on the front lines for 3 days with no sleep in Korea or Vietnam in a firebase. You collapsed. And when they went ahead and said, well, he served 9 months of his tour and he collapsed of exhaustion, they had this planned way back then. This has now come out in federal documents. They put on their PTSD or other disorders. And so you get flown back to the U.S., they pin a medal on your chest, and now you're trying to buy your grandson a rifle. Or you're trying to buy a rifle. And folks, I've talked to famous, you know, well-known UT football players. Guys from the 60s and 70s and people with no criminal records. They can't buy guns now, folks, because they were in the military. You understand how this works. And it is true that, you know, all this stuff has a kernel of truth in it, that there are a lot of raving maniacs who've been in the military. But all the more reason I own a gun to protect myself from them. And vice versa. Everybody gets to protect themselves. So the 68 Gun Control Act that the NRA promoted and pushed and got passed. Oh, you didn't know that on record. Oh, you thought they were your friends. How are they going to disarm 150 million gun owners? They're going to do it by controlling the group that supposedly is there to protect you. And see, now there's not going to be a big hoopla from the NRA and a big hoopla over all these gun bills. It's just Obama saying, I'm not for anything unreasonable. I've seen him quote it. He says, we're not going to just ban them all in one night. That's unreasonable. But we are going to start restricting them. And so they've introduced bills where the attorney general can ban any guns he wants at any time. Where you get a federal license, where you get a federal registration, where they decide if you get the Second Amendment, where it's a privilege. And if you have any psychological designation any time in your life, no Second Amendment. If you have any misdemeanors, no Second Amendment. And if that isn't enough, boys and girls, here is Rahm Emanuel, Congressman, May 15, 2007, speaking at D.C.'s annual Stand Up for a Safe America event. It means safe for these crooks to run all over us. Sponsored by the Brady Center. Says if your name is on a terrorist no-fly list, you will not be allowed to own a gun.
Now, what do we got to do? Because let's be, and Sarah's right, people's intimidation on this issue is not defined by just Republicans. There are Democrats intimidated by this issue. Wrongly, but intimidated, and they think their politics and their community is such that they can't do this. The truth is, what we need again to get moving on this legislation is put together a crime strategy like we had before, which is why we passed the bill today on the cops, putting money back into putting police officers on there, getting voices for change, and then making sure that we have a president, I cannot put my partisanship aside, a Democratic president, who will take that office and use it to protect the streets and the kids that grow up on those streets, and make sure that we once again have an assault weapon ban, a Brady bill with the full force of the law on the land, because we need somebody in the Oval Office that moves this Congress. We had an election about change. People are clear about the special interests. They are tired of that gridlock that special interests cause in Washington. And I think the most simple thing we can do, and we've got to make this a number one issue as a test vote and then take it into the election, that is, if you are on the no-fly list because you are known as maybe a possible terrorist, you cannot buy a handgun in America. And I am not one far from liking the mixing of politics and policy, but as my old boss used to say, give me that vote and throw me into that briar patch. I'll make politics out of that every day, because if it's between that terrorist list and the NRA, I know where America is going to be every time, and they're going to make the right choice, and we have got to start building on that. That is the right thing to take into the election, and it's the right policy. But if you're on that no-fly list, your access to the right to bear arms is canceled because you're not part of the American family. You don't deserve that right. There is no right for you if you're on that terrorist list. That should be number one in what we do. Make sure there's a full force of the law behind the Brady Bill. So to all those who dedicate their lives to seeing sensible gun laws, remember, it's sensible gun laws, lease on the beat.
Yes. We're going to come back after the break. Stay with us. All right, let's go right back into this live transmission, ladies and gentlemen. Rahm Emanuel is saying we're going to have a Democratic president to carry out the Brady campaign's operation. Now, they've introduced all the bills, and it is nowhere in the mainstream media. Alert, this is a sneak attack. Alert, alert, the Second Amendment is hanging by a thread, and they have the razor blade a millimeter away. They are moving towards it. In the past, they would try to sell the public on turning in their guns, and they seized a lot of major cities and states and had outright bans or near bans and harassed gun owners. They've been suing gun manufacturers. They shut down the majority of them. We have a handful of what we had a decade ago. They shut down most importation. They harassed and fined and feed most ammo manufacturers out of business. They are harassing and terrorizing gun dealers and gun shops and gun shows and putting BATF and other secret police in the gun shows trying to set people up. They are harassing. I mean, I know so many people that have been raided for no reason. I see articles every day about, you know, some banker or collector or some, you know, semi-wealthy person who is 60 years old and has got 100 guns. There's no law against that. They call it an arsenal. SWAT team them, arrest them, call them a terrorist on the news. They are attacking the American people. They are criminals and illegitimate. Now, you just heard Rahm Emanuel say extrajudicial, outside the judicial system. There are over a million Americans. Over a million Americans now on the no-fly list. This is done on purpose. They act like it's a mistake or people with similar names. And they're saying that if you were on a no-fly list, no judge, no jury, no nothing, there are congressmen who have been on it for 5 years who can't get off. Ted Kennedy can't get off, who's a senator. I know people, businessmen with no criminal record who can't get off. And they're saying if you haven't paid your taxes, they're going to put it on there. Because under the Patriot Act, and any person who's in financial services knows about this, and under the Know Your Customer legislation within the Patriot Act, there is Patriot Act compliance, and there is a criminal list of over 3 million names, and that was a year ago. 6 months ago, it passed a million. I saw that headline in the news. No-fly list passed a million. The no-fly list in England passed 2 million, and there are only 65, 68 million people. So they're doing this all over the world. This is a program. And the secret police and the computer databases just say that you're a person of interest and that you are on the no-fly list. But they have the Patriot Act criminal list as well. And remember a couple of years ago, all these big check-cashing places said, well, we're going to have to shut down. Because under Patriot Act compliance, we have to run everybody through a criminal database. They're not convicted. It's just a criminal database. And if they're a suspected criminal, they can't even cash checks. So talk about not being able to buy nor sell. This is what the cashless society control grid is about. So when they squeeze you and squeeze you and squeeze you, and the IRS says that you haven't paid the taxes or you didn't pay them $10,000 because you didn't have it, and a year later it's $100,000 with penalties and interest, and you just don't have the money, your credit cards aren't going to work. You're not going to be allowed to have a bank account. They have announced this. This is what life is going to... It's not just gun owners. You understand? This is a total grid of control. I was on Southwest Airlines this weekend. They don't accept cash anymore. Other airlines, a lot of businesses aren't accepting cash. They're phasing you over to a cashless society because then it kills the underground economy. And even if you're not in the underground economy in any way... And by the way, if you ever have a garage sale, you're in the underground economy. The states are trying to pass laws. The feds are trying to pass laws where you have to tax report on yourself for that. So this is a total grid, a net of control coming in. And right smack dab in the middle of it, Rahm Emanuel is saying, we need to get a Democratic president for change. See, he's the guy that came up with all these terms. He's the guy behind Obama. He's the guy that cracks his knuckles in Obama's ear in front of the Congress. And Barack Obama says, quit it. And he gets up in his face right in front of everybody and basically says, I'm the boss, punk. You got it? And he's not even an American. He's an IDF soldier. His father was one of the founders of the Israeli terror group. That's mainstream news. So this is just adding insult to injury. I find it very insulting that Schwarzenegger is a foreigner calling for gun bans basically in California. So I'm going to break this down when we get back and play more of Rahm Emanuel. Did you hear him? Did you hear what he had to say? If you're on a no-fly list, and it's going to mean the criminal database as well, no gun for you. No more judge, no more jury. You don't even need to have a misdemeanor. They're coming after your Second Amendment. This is not a drill. This is not an exercise. Enemy forces have seized the United States criminally. They are openly setting up world government. They are ultimately moving to turn America into a giant gulag. The question is, will you resist? Will you scream bloody murder? Will you say no? Will you defend the Republic in its darkest hours? We are entering the final New World Order attack zone as they attempt to decapitate the Bill of Rights, the Constitution, the Declaration of Independence.
And we're gonna ride. We're gonna ride. Ride like a one-eyed jack of diamonds with the devil close behind. We're gonna ride.
A lot of you out there, for many years, said that when the New World Order finally made its big move, you'd be there to resist. Well, now is your chance, ladies and gentlemen. Let me play the rest of what Rahm Emanuel had to say about how they were going to put in their president, they were going to move ahead with the gun control. Let's just play the entire clip, because I only played half of it earlier. Let's just play it all in one piece. It's up on prisonplanet.com right now. Here it is.
Now, what do we got to do? Because let's be, and Sarah's right, people's intimidation on this issue is not defined by just Republicans. There are Democrats intimidated by this issue. Wrongly, but intimidated, and they think their politics and their community is such that they can't do this. The truth is, what we need again to get moving on this legislation is put together a crime strategy like we had before, which is why we passed the bill today on the cops, putting money back into putting police officers on there, getting voices for change, and then making sure that we have a president, I cannot put my partisanship aside, a Democratic president who will take that office and use it to protect the streets and the kids that grow up on those streets and make sure that we once again have an assault weapon ban, a Brady bill with the full force of the law on the land, because we need somebody in the Oval Office that moves this Congress. We had an election about change. People are clear about the special interests.
Yeah, they had an election about change that he engineered lying, saying they'd end the war. Well, Rahm Emanuel made sure Democrats didn't get elected, and in some cases even got Republicans elected who were pro-war. So he wants to ensure that his quarry, his slaves, are disarmed so he and his vampire crew can feed on this country and basically carry out something akin to the Bolshevik Revolution here. And I'm not joking. It's the same crew. But they're not communists. They just use that as a way to con the public and promise them a bunch of goodies. Look what's happening to America. Total socialism right now.
They are tired of that gridlock the special interests cause.
The people are not tired. 30 years ago, around half the public in major polls were for gun control and were fooled by it. Now it's more than 70% that are against it, and most liberals are out buying guns because they figured out it's a scam and the government isn't and doesn't want to protect you and it's illegitimate. So stop acting like you've got the people on your side. You know, at the first he admits that all of these Democrats are intimidated by the issue. They know they'll get voted out of office. That's why they're racing to put in their fraudulent federal voting machines that have been proven to be frauds. Folks, if they get our guns or they can pass laws against the Second Amendment, they're going to wage war on you. And you're going to see on the news every day SWAT teams killing people. And folks are going to get scared and most people are going to turn their guns in. But a lot of people are going to fight back. And then if I was the police and the military and the SWAT teams, I wouldn't be wanting this. I mean, you're forcing people into a corner who are going to not back off, folks. This may be a nation that's been domesticated and been castrated, but there's still people who haven't been castrated. And there's people out there that they understand what the Second Amendment is. And my gosh, you're putting yourselves in an incredible position. But Rahm Emanuel, he'll be in his armored D.C. compound. He won't care how many gun confiscators get killed. They want this war with the American people. They want to swing the entire drug war apparatus, the entire anti-terror system around on the American people. And they're doing it right now, on record. It's happening. Let's play that. Now, listen, you will be put on a watch list. No judge, no jury, no conviction. Over a million Americans already on it. Meanwhile, real terrorists are allowed into the country. That's on record. And this guy's up here saying this and pushing all of this, but it's bigger than that. It's anyone with a psychological record. It's anyone with a misdemeanor. It is anyone. Oh, it's just amazing. It is anyone who's on the crime watch list. Millions of Americans on that one. I'm going to get into Patriot Act compliance and take your calls in a moment. But here we go.
Washington. And I think the most simple thing we can do, and we've got to make this a number one issue, as a test vote and then take it into the election. That is, if you are on the no-fly list because you are known as maybe a possible terrorist, you cannot.
Because you are known maybe as a possible terrorist. Because you are known maybe as a possible terrorist. Over a million Americans and they're not coming off of the list. Then the feds say, oh, well, come register with us. Have every American registered properly and then this won't happen. To get you to openly acquiesce to a database. They say under Homeland Security. I remember Governor Ridge on television saying this. First, he said, let's get rid of Posse Comitatus. They've basically done that. Then they expand out from there. They say, oh, you'll have to have a federally approved ID, real ID, to have a job. And then if you're on not in favor with the Homeland Security, haven't paid your taxes, you just don't get a job. This is total control over everything. With a million domestic spies, a million-man army of Obamanoids with national ad council ads running on TV, billboards, radio, everywhere to get the citizens to go join USAService.org to literally be enforcers of this. I mean, you couldn't make up a more nightmare scenario. Imagine these control freak nobodies who've never had a business, never done anything in their lives. They just go get a uniform. They get a little tattletale phone. A lot of them will get guns, tasers, just running around. And they want your houses. They want your property. They're greedy, low-down little scumbag bastards. They hate the middle class. They're going to turn loose the bureaucrat, bloodsucker, parasite class on the people. armored trucks pulling up, led by little commie brigades. Oh, it makes me sick. And folks, everything I've told you has come true so far. I mean, are you ready for the rest to come true? Or are we going to just go absolutely ape in the info war and defeat these bastards? Because what they're doing is so over the top. If we just point out what these bastards are doing, there's no way they're going to get away with it.
Buy a handgun in America.
I'll play that again. Listen.
One issue as a test vote and then take it into the election. That is, if you are on the no-fly list because you are known as maybe a possible terrorist, you cannot buy a handgun in America. And I am not one far from liking the mixing of politics and policy, but as my old boss used to say, give me that vote and throw me into that briar patch. I'll make politics out of that every day, because if it's between that terrorist list, and the NRA, I know where America's going to be every time, and they're going to make the right choice, and we have got to start building on that. That is the right thing to take into the election, and it's the right policy. If you're on that no-fly list, your access to the right to bear arms is canceled because you're not part of
your access. See, they control the access to the right to keep and bear arms, and controlling the access means turning it into a privilege. And they've introduced the bill where they say you've got a psychological problem. And remember the guy during the vice presidential debates who was a CNN YouTube reporter, and he holds up his AR-15 in the video and says, "Vice presidential Democratic candidates, will you take my gun away?" And Biden just stands back in awe and says, "You're mentally ill." "No, I will take your gun." And the crowd of little communists goes, "Yes, I'll get it. Then we can suck everything out of them because we're lazy pieces of crap. Oh, yes. Oh, gosh. Just let us have their guns. Oh, we're degenerate parasites. Oh." And they're coming. They're coming. He tried to introduce this and failed. Now he is the president.
The American family. You don't deserve that right. There is no right for you if you're on that terrorist list. That should be number one in what we do. Make sure there's a full force of the law behind the Brady Bill. So to all those who dedicate their lives to seeing...
So you heard that. The Brady Bill, the instant check, which is the instant registration as a gun owner with your address and what you got and where you're at. How many guns you got? They're going to integrate all those lists, all those databases, put your psychological records on there. They're already doing it to the troops. And these troops get home after disarming the Iraqis. And they can't own guns anymore, and they call me up crying. "Hey, listen, buddy, you're a chump, okay? The battle for the Republic's going on here. It isn't over there killing 1,300,000 Iraqis. I don't care how many two doors down propaganda, American warrior propaganda pieces they show at movie theaters. You know, the military isn't our military anymore." And they're going to say, "Are you for the military or are you for the terrorists that own guns?" I stand with the Second Amendment, not with our hijacked military. I don't want to hear it. They use all this phony patriotism to gut our country. We're already in the North American Union. That's high treason. Serving this criminal government means you lose your pension funds, your Second Amendment. You lose everything. And they could steal all our money. Liberty would let us build it back, as Ron Paul has said. But if they take the liberty, folks, we're conquered. And there is no quarter these people are going to give us.
Sensible gun laws. Remember, it's sensible gun laws, police on the beat, giving our kids an alternative to that street, and making sure that we have the drug laws so people, because those are the type of people who are most access to most violent types of crimes. Once the COPS program ended, once we let those gun laws bans expire, a 40% increase in homicide rate, a 35% increase in violent crimes.
Total lie. That's not true. Crime rates from the 1990s dropped precipitously, mainly because of concealed carry, which turns a right into a privilege, but it put guns out on the streets. But it created the idea of everybody who was able to have a gun being licensed when it was something you just opted into. And now, because the economy's been imploding for at least 4 years, some violent crime has gone up and robberies have gone up, because we know that when the economy falls apart, crime goes up. But the highest increases in the numbers he's quoting are from New York and Chicago and L.A. And most of it is the Mexican Mafia and MS-13 killing each other when he uses those numbers. and MS-13 targeting blacks and killing blacks, which is now even mainstream news. To become a made member of those groups, you got to go kill a black man because those groups really hate each other. So there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. That is the score. That is what is being dealt with. And he's calling it reasonable to not have a Second Amendment right if they, and no one will, it's secret how they put you on the list, no judge, no jury, no arrest, no indictment, no facing your accusers. They just say, and by 2007, it was 700,000 plus people with 20 plus thousand added every month. And now it's over 1 million people on the list and growing. Over 1 million people. Over 1 million people. And federal marshals last year in the Denver Post came out, senior ones, and said, look, there are no terrorists out here. We're ordered at the airport. Let us tell you how you get on a no-fly list one way. And you can go pull up the Denver Post article. They said, if you take a picture of your children while you're in the gate, or if you take a picture out the window, you are put on a terror list for life. That's just one way. Or you don't pay income taxes, you're put on the list. This is harassment. This is like going to your door of your apartment and you haven't paid, so there's a big lock on it. Or going to your car and there's a boot on it because you haven't, you know, paid. But this is your Second Amendment right. Oh, you haven't paid the offshore bankers. And it came out again. Every person he's proposing, every person for his cabinet or sub-cabinet doesn't pay income taxes. 65%+, that was in the news years ago, of Congress, doesn't and never pays them. They just don't pay. It's not, they're criminals. They don't follow their own stinking laws. And so under Know Your Customer, under Patriot Act compliance, when you buy a used car, when you rent a car, when you get a hotel room, when you get a $500 loan at one of these check cashing places, when you cash a check, when you get a bank account, when you deposit checks, it's all instantly uploaded to the government. Everything is watched, and it isn't even our government. It's a criminal group that's using the government as its apparatus of control. I'm going to get more into this with Mike Rivero coming up, but this is it. Isn't a game, isn't a drill. This is the big one. And they are coming at us from every single side. They are rabid anti-Second Amendment, anti-self-defense. They are coming. They are going to use the military against you. They have built FEMA camps. They are bankrupt. And we've got to stand up in one voice and say, we know you're dirtbag criminals. Coming up next hour, too, Obama did what I told you to do. He's come out and he wants bailout, too. But, of course, they're saying that will be secret. And the Federal Reserve testified last week in Congress and said, we won't tell you where the trillions have gone to congressmen. And now they want not trillions more because they've already got that passed where they can steal whatever they want and it's secret. This new one is to move the Federal Reserve offshore and you'll pay your taxes to a completely private offshore group and pay new carbon taxes to them. And a bunch of out-of-work gangbangers are all filling up the military now. Oh, heaven help us. Just heaven help us. Reb in Colorado, you're on the air. Go ahead. Okay, let's let Reb go. Mike in Wyoming, you're on the air.
Yes, good morning, Alex.
Welcome.
I tried to call last week, but my message was this. A couple times a week, you get a caller who will say, well, other than waking up my neighbors and showing them DVDs, what can I do? And they sound very frustrated. Well, one thing you can do is when you hear a major story, like your story about the emergency camps, the FEMA camps, call the congressman who sponsors it. I called Alcee Hastings' office last week, and I talked to the receptionist there. A young girl as always, who I could tell she hadn't taken any calls on this. And I know you have hundreds of thousands of listeners. If these guys get deluged with phone calls, they will back off. And your crowd alone is capable of doing that. So, don't sit on your hands and assume that someone else is calling and complaining about these measures. At least do that much.
Mike, what do you think of everything that's happening? I mean, it's even worse than I predicted. It's horrible. They're going full tilt boogie.
It is. And I talked to some of the people I work with, and I show them articles, and they'd rather argue with me than confront the ugly truth. You know, I'm looking at other countries, but frankly, where the heck do you go? And I'm sure you've gone down this same thought trail before. I mean, America really is the last island. And, yeah, I could go live with my wife in the Philippines. She's from the Philippines, but, you know, that thought is not all that attractive to me. And, I'll be damned if I'm going to let these criminals chase me out of my own country.
Mike, anything else you want to add?
No, sir.
Good to hear from you, Mike. All right, ladies and gentlemen, Mike's been calling for 10 years. The gun grabbers are out to get us, folks. There's no doubt. We'll be right back. For PrisonPlanet.tv members, you can watch the television show live. We're going to go live in 5 minutes. Mike Rivera on with us for an hour. Open phones. Getting into the FEMA camps, the massive gun confiscation legislation, extrajudiciary without even a court. They just come confiscate your guns. They put you on a no-fly list or a criminal list, then they SWAT team you. You couldn't make this stuff up. It's actually happening. So we go live, simulcasting at PrisonPlanet.tv in T-minus 5 minutes. Brent in Pennsylvania, you're on the air.
Hello, Mr. Jones.
Hi.
I have some great news for you. Brent Light, have decided to join the InfoWar. I start my own website, brentlight.us, and the first thing you see when you go there is me giving a 25-minute speech about the New World Order. I tell people about eugenics and some of the things they're being poisoned with, then I tell them about the Federal Reserve, NAU, carbon taxes, and I finish off my speech by telling them about the Bohemian Grove and the Shiva statue at CERN. But by far, the biggest contribution I'm making to the InfoWar is the Revolution Made Easy. It's basically a list of recycled advertising techniques. If your listeners read through this list of ideas, they'll be armed with a whole new arsenal of weapons to fight this war. And we need them because we're running out of time, Mr. Jones.
You're right, and everybody needs to start websites, start local radio shows, start access TV shows, go to city council, hold up the legislation with mainstream articles to build FEMA camps for gun confiscation. The media before tried to sell us on tyranny, and the public said no. So now they're just doing it and not even talking about it. It's again, all good men and women need to come to the aid of their country right now, because looting pension funds, taking over nations, bankrupting them always goes along with physical tyranny, because the criminals engaging in the heist have to be able to protect themselves from the public.
Absolutely. And see, the thing is, I found out, I've been talking to a lot of people, and a lot of them are, you know, they're smart people, from, you know, good colleges and stuff, and there's no nice way to put this. They're ignorant. They want to be fools. They don't want to know what's going on.
They were taught that it's cute to not care. That it's cute to be stupid. It's cute to be a know-it-all who's dumb as dirt. That it's cute to laugh about government corruption, because they were taught that didn't exist. And now they're going to be hurt very badly by these criminals. These criminals killed hundreds of millions of people last century. The group running America funded the Bolsheviks, funded the Nazis, funded Mao. They have brought down hundreds of third world countries, and now they're doing it here.
I know. I honestly don't know how you stay sane. Like, this is so scary. Like, they really are. They're going to... We're all going to be killed if we don't start advertising
the
fact.
They're going to kill a lot of us, yeah. I mean, you think we're the most imprisoned country in the world. It's going to get a lot worse. Good to hear from you. Jamming in another call. Let's talk to Joshua in Florida. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex. How you doing, sir?
All right.
I wanted to go ahead and shout out the number of Representative Alcee Hastings to your audience so they can all start calling him right away. Is that cool if I do that?
Yes. He's introduced one of the gun bills, and I read it last year. Did he introduce H.R. 45 or the other one?
He did do 45, I believe.
Yeah, and that is the gun bill to make all guns be registered in the United States federally and make you do psychological testing, and they, without telling you, can basically say you can't own a gun just because they feel like it. That ties into the no-fly list. Go ahead.
Absolutely. His number is for the D.C. offices, 202-225-1313, and for his Fort Lauderdale offices, 954-733-2800. I actually got a campaign on the University of Central Florida today. I'm going to be giving out flyers. with his number with all these ridiculous legislation and try to get people to call in. I also want to plug one more thing if I can, Alex.
Go ahead.
I'm an organizer for the Orlando 9/11 Truth, and we're having a big event on the 21st, like a joint street action. I got 1,000 copies of Fabled Enemies, Loose Change, Terror Storm. All the groups from around the state are coming here, so we're going to be passing that out on the 21st.
Tell you what, stay there. We're going to go to Mike Rivero in just a moment, but when we start simulcasting at PrisonPlanet.tv, we're going to go back to you. Get that flyer. You can read it on air.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It is February 3rd, 2009. Massive gun bills to completely ban any guns. The Attorney General wishes by extrajudiciary fiat through tyranny. Bills to psychologically register and control all Americans, to ban anybody who they put on a no-fly list, over a million people innocently being able to own guns, period. Just absolute tyranny coming down on us. And one of the bills, this H.R. 45, interviewed by this Congressman Hastings, is the one to register everybody and put you through federal psychological testing and training. Just total control. They've got bills now. Defense Department announced a civilian expeditionary force. So the new thing, separate, as big as the military, that's been announced openly. They've been saying they would do it. It's all happening. But we're about to go to Mike Rivero. We're live at PrisonPlanet.tv, simulcasting with a radio show. But I wanted to go back to Joshua in Florida so that he could give out Mr. Hastings' phone number and also tell us about a 9/11 Truth event he's got coming up. And he's also got a flyer there with him. So if you'd like to go over that flyer, later, I'm going to go through the laundry list of bills again, but go ahead.
Yeah, pretty much. I have to type up the flyer, but I'm just going to do a brief synopsis of all this bogus legislation and try to get the word out on campus. But his number again for the Washington, D.C. office is 202-225-1313, and his Fort Lauderdale office is 954-733-2800. And again, on the 21st of this month at 11 a.m., we're going to have a street action event out here on the busy intersection in front of the University of Central Florida. And a lot of the 9/11 truth groups from around the state are going to be coming here. We have like 1,000 copies of Fabled Enemies, Loose Change, Terror Storm, 9/11 History.
Let me just ask you, where is there a website? Is there a contact point for folks to network?
Absolutely, absolutely. If you go to... Most people are probably familiar with www.meetup.com. You can go there, and if you just search for Orlando 9/11 Truth, it should pop right up.
Got it. Hey, good to hear from you. Call us back in the next few days with a report on your action against the enemy. If good people take action and educate the other sheep about what's going on, they won't be able to get away with this. Mike Rivero, we're about to break, but I want to bring you up with whatreallyhappened.com. He'll be with us a little bit into the next hour. We're going to have open phones. There's a lot to talk about. Today, a host of issues, but let's talk about the Second Amendment first. This is bold. The attack they're launching with a lot of sponsorship for bills, and I know you've been holding listening, psychological testing, outright bans, anybody on the no-fly list or the criminal watch list, it's over 2 million, no-fly list over a million, passed that number last year. This is huge, Mike, so your take on that as we go into break.
Well, basically, this morning on whatreallyhappened.com, we have the video by Rahm Emanuel basically coming out and saying that anybody on the no-fly list should not be allowed to purchase a handgun. And outside of being an absolute violation of the Second Amendment, the reality is that we know a lot of people on that no-fly list shouldn't be there. They're there because they share a name with the terrorists. They've been put on there by mistake. We've heard stories about even senators and congressmen being blocked from entering airplanes because their name somehow winds up on the list. So with the credibility and accuracy of the list so much in doubt, how does the government and how does Rahm Emanuel get off basically saying if you're on the list, you're not an American and you don't deserve any of the rights anymore, which he's on video saying this. And it is an absolute outright gun grab. And the government is afraid of the American people starting to protest the way we're seeing in Europe right now. But if you go back and you read the founding documents of this country, the Second Amendment was not about hunting or sport shooting. It was about making sure the American people had the means to resist government gone wrong.
Absolutely. We're going to come back to Mike Rivero after this quick break and get more into this. There's more than 10 bills introduced. They've got massive sponsorship. There's hardly any mainstream news reporting on this, where the attorney general, outside of any courts, can just ban any guns he wants. They say they're going to ban basically all semi-autos. That's the majority of firearms. Everybody, if you have any type of psychological issue, they make you give over your private records, even juvenile, can't own guns. The no-fly list is a political weapon. They're going to do this. No judge, no jury. This is total tyranny.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
There's a lot of tough guys that always shoot their mouths off and say, oh, I'm not going to go get involved in the fight for the Second Amendment. They're trying to shut down private transfer of firearms, private sales, selling it to your neighbor, giving it to your grandson. They're raiding SWAT team people that buy family firearms or family that store their firearms, say, at somebody else's house. They're trying to nitpick with rules and regulations that aren't even law. And they're coming after the Second Amendment with open nationwide gun registration and bans of all semi-autos. It's all introduced by prominent members of the administration. Rahm Emanuel, the chief of staff, Eric Holder, the new attorney general sworn in today, has in briefs before the Supreme Court and in other areas has called for total gun ban. Barack Obama introduced legislation supporting nationwide Chicago-style gun bans. This is it. And now they want it to wear. And then they've been floating this. This is from 2 years ago. We played the Rahm Emanuel audio earlier. Later, we'll play the video for everybody watching at PrisonPlanet.tv and folks listening on the radio. He just says, no Second Amendment right for you if you're on the no-fly list if we think maybe you might be a terrorist. But under the Patriot Act, it's all misdemeanors. It's people talking back to a flight attendant. It's owning marijuana. No more Second Amendment. But people are on the list and can't get off the list. Mike Rivero of WhatReallyHappened.com, this is just classic extrajudiciary tyranny outside the system, and they're doing that on every front. Just, we're not even the president, but even his designates can just say, ban, 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 or I put you on a list, ban, 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 or we decide if you can own a gun. This is really happening, and it ties into Patriot Act compliance, where they're saying no bank account if you haven't paid your taxes, no job if you haven't paid your taxes. Or if you don't pay, but we said you owe. But then his entire cabinet, it turns out, don't pay taxes. I mean, this is a crew of criminals.
Yeah, it absolutely is. There's a double standard. It's the do as we say, don't do as we do mentality, and it's almost a joke. They're talking about the taxes are going to have to go up to cover all of this deficit spending for the stimulus package, which isn't really stimulating much of anything except a few special interests, and yet we're finding out all of the insiders and the upper-level people, they're all using these tax havens, they're avoiding taxes, they're outright refusing to pay and relying on their political connections to keep them safe from prosecution, and it really is a very obvious hypocrisy. But the bottom line is the U.S. government recognizes they have pushed the American people to the edge of an outright revolt. They're seeing it happen all across Europe. I had a phone call from a friend of mine in Europe yesterday. He says, you are not even beginning to hear the depth of this over there in the United States. It is far, far worse than is being reported in the international media. Just rioting everywhere in France and Iceland and Ireland now. And it's really out of control. And the U.S. government knows it's going to be coming here. They're trying to keep people from thinking about it. That's why we're getting JonBenet Ramsey on the news again today after all this time. They're desperate to put out something that sounds like news without talking about how bad the economy is and without talking about the fact that pretty much around the world, people are saying enough to this debt-based monetary system of enslavement.
Yeah, that's why we're hearing about Michael Phelps, and he smokes some weed. You know, forget the bankers stealing trillions and not even paying taxes and just open corruption everywhere. That doesn't matter. It's Michael Phelps is the news.
Yeah, absolutely. It's just trivialization. It's tabloidism. And it really is. It's just one distraction after another. That's why we can never seem to get rid of Sarah Palin in the news. It's just anything they can put out there that they hope will distract us. And I like to call it the contentization of the news, because back in 2001, when the U.S. was telling every other country we were getting ready to invade Afghanistan, all we got in this country was Gary Condit and Chandra Levy for week after week after week after week, until, boom, 9/11 happens, and all of a sudden, we're off to war in Afghanistan. Big surprise for the Americans, no surprise for anybody else.
You know, that's a key point of 9/11 being an inside job, that 44,000 U.S. troops, 18,000 British troops massed in Tajikistan, Uzbekistan, in a six-month armored buildup. It's all over foreign news they're going to invade, and then the 9/11 magically happens so they can invade, and Bush signs the launch order to attack in 1 week on September 10th, and his brother gets a bill passed to declare martial law if they wanted to in Florida. They knew that it was 9/11 was going to be worse, but for some reason Flight 93 didn't go into the Capitol or its real target. They were planning federal decapitation of the government.
Well, they were definitely planning on hijacking the government into a war machine. And as far as Flight 93 is concerned, I am convinced that the crew regained control of the airplane. And had it landed safely, the whole story, the whole cover-up would have been blown. And that's why they had to shoot it down.
And we know that from high-level colonels and officers and state police who witnessed the F-16s and the explosion. That's why it was an 8-mile debris field. That sources the state police. They try to debunk that, but we have the news articles and the videos. But to make a long story short, yeah, we know they shot two AIM-9s, and that even came out in the NORAD tapes. They fired two AIM-9s, which are Sidewinder missiles, into it.
And, yeah, they had to bring it down because the whole cover-up and deception of this false flag rested on there being no survivors. It's like when Israel attacked the USS Liberty, they were going to frame Egypt for us and sucker the U.S. into the war on Israel's side. But the ship didn't sink, and so the whole operation fell apart.
But if you're against them killing our sailors and most highly decorated ship in U.S. history and keeping it afloat under 3 hours of fighter bomber attack, patrol boat attack, torpedo blowing a 35-foot hole in it, you're then anti-America if you don't support the false flag to kill our troops, because to the people running the government, it's patriotic to kill our troops.
If it serves the war cause. I mean, we have documents now how Franklin Roosevelt was saying, I'm willing to sacrifice so many ships and so many men to get us into the war against Hitler. And this was in the months leading up, of course, to Pearl Harbor.
Absolutely. And if you expand on that, I'm not defending the Imperial Japanese government because they're all corrupt. It's the nature of it. But the Flying Tigers were private contractors for 3 years before the war started, attacking Japanese out of China and then blocking their oil shipments. And so Japan kept saying, why are you attacking us? They even, killed top military people. So the United States was already attacking Japan to also elicit that attack and then order the ships to stand down. They even had four submarines. You live in Hawaii, attack yes. In the 2 hours before. They were sinking them and getting emergency broadcast. One started coming into the harbor, was only a mile outside. They sunk it out by a reef, and this is now even on CNN. And they even have one of the submarines that they sunk out at the Fredericksburg Pacific War Museum in Fredericksburg, Texas. One of the subs, the midget subs, they sunk that day and still ordered the stand down. Imagine, subs are attacking and they've got ships out destroying them, and then they're ordering a stand down as people at the base at Pearl Harbor are saying, we're under attack. No, stand down, stand down, stand down.
Yeah, all war is based on deception, as Sun Tzu says. And it's interesting to note how many people wrote in their diaries that 9/11 was the 21st century version of Pearl Harbor. And everybody was making that connection and that illusion. And the bottom line is that Pearl Harbor, there was a lot of deception about that. We now know that FDR deliberately goaded Japan into the attack and then tried to pretend it was a big surprise. We know there were no torpedoes in the Gulf of Tonkin. We know that there was no Spanish mine that blew up the USS Maine. Just time and time again, there's an incident. It's turned into a cause for war. And right now, today, we're seeing this hideous push for a new war in Iran, because every time the U.S. gets into an economic mess, they get out of it by getting into a world war. And I think that's what's on everybody's mind right now. If they can kick up a new world war starting in the Mideast, that everybody's economic problems will go away, or at least nobody will talk about them because it's unpatriotic.
Well, that's what the RAND Corporation said 3 months ago, and it made big European news. It's confirmed, but was never on the news here. They said, this is the top think tank advising the Trilateral Commission and CFR, for those that don't know. They said, we've got to have something on a world war level, but not to get us out of trouble, to get the people to stand down in false patriotism while the foreign banks take over, while we are losing our homes. And that's what Obama's saying. It's going to get tough, austerity. Stick together. Stick together means us losing our jobs, losing our pensions, while the bankers set up world government on the corpse of the United States.
And it really is silly, because globalism got us into this mess, and saying that globalism can get us out, that's like saying that if we whack the front of the Titanic against the other side of the iceberg, that maybe we can save the ship.
Now, that's what I've thought is really this weekend. I watch hours on C-SPAN, stuck in a hotel room. I watch hours of C-SPAN of Davos, and they would just repeat the same thing like parrots. They'd have these panels with prime ministers and presidents and leaders, and it was all globalism, New World Order. Only globalism will fix this problem. This is worldwide crises. This is a worldwide economic takedown by design. They got this global grid in place, as they said they would in their own documents, to implode things, and then now they're posing as the saviors.
Well, every time I hear the word globalism, I keep reminding myself that globalism is what Alexander the Great wanted. It's what Hitler wanted. It's what Napoleon wanted. And it's never worked out well for the ordinary people when somebody starts thinking, I should run the whole planet.
Well, you're right. You know, I know you have a lot of optimism, but these guys are so bold. It looks like they've gone to the point of no return. Regardless, it looks like they're going to go ahead and press for total tyranny.
Well, they're certainly pushing for it. As you say, they've gone too far. They can't turn around and turn back. Whether they can achieve it or not, I don't know. I am very buoyed by the events of Europe, where we're seeing all these riots. The government of Iceland has had to step down. I am amazed that we are not seeing those kind of riots here in the U.S. yet, although with California now being broke and cutting off the welfare payments, I think that may certainly start. We used to joke all the time about the government putting tranquilizers in the drinking water. I'm kind of wondering if, given the amounts of pharmaceuticals that are known to be in the tap water, if there isn't some element of truth there, because I don't understand why the American people are not showing more anger at this point.
Well, you know, they've done studies where there's water supplies that aren't connected to sewage, and they still have levels way off the charts of Prozac molecules, serotonin reuptake inhibitor class. And did you know that on the news they proposed putting Prozac in the water and statins for our heart? So, Mike, it's already going on. Every major water supply in the country has levels of Prozac-type drugs many times higher than could be there from runoff. So they are putting drugs in the water. Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. until 3 p.m. We are here live, back Sundays, 4 to 6 p.m. I want to open the phones up coming up in the next segment at 1-800-259-9231. Mike Rivero riding a shotgun a little bit into the next hour with us. There's a lot of other important news I want to go over with him. The bottom line for everybody out there to realize is this. The nature of what we're facing with the criminal globalist is so real and so over the top that I want to stress to you that it is far worse than we can even explain to you. They are engaging in economic warfare against all of us. They have passed the point of no return. They are believing their momentum and just the over-the-top savageness of what they're doing is going to carry them through. They are racing to bring in military, illegal aliens, criminals, felons into the military. They are racing to bring in private mercenaries and domestic armies. And I want to go over that because as you know, Mike Rivero, we wrote a story about it at Infowars.net last Friday. Defense Department announced a civilian expeditionary force. They're going to be joint trained for domestic operations and foreign operations, but will not be combat. And then they're going to integrate this in. This is the Defense Department 1404.10. And it integrates into the FEMA camp bill they've introduced, saying the clergy will be there, telling the public it's safe to go in, to turn their guns in. I mean, they're really making their move with a huge mechanism to carry this out. But, I mean, I don't see it working, Mike.
Well, I have to agree with you. I know they're making the plans and they're moving forward with it, but some of these people seem very, very detached from reality, and I get the sense that because so many old Cold War fossils are in charge of these operations, they just don't get how the world has changed around them because of the blogs and the internet, websites like yours and mine, alternative radio like this. They really, I think, have an over-exaggerated sense of their own success, and I think ultimately it's doomed to failure. Sadly, I think a lot of people are going to get hurt in the process, and it'll always be the wrong people. The innocent will die. And but really, I do think they can't pull it off, because we have seen this time and time again. And I like go back to the words of Gandhi, who said sometimes tyrants can seem to be incredibly powerful, but they always fall in the end. And he was absolutely right about that. In this case, I think the fact that they had to delay because of the Iran-Contra scandal, and because the first attempt to bomb the World Trade Towers did not produce the desired result, I think they delayed longer than they really felt they could handle because of the deteriorating economy. And as I said before, right now, everyone perceives globalism as the reason the entire world is in this economic mess. It's going to be a tough sell saying that globalism will get us out.
And so enter Barack Obama, this rock star. The full media gets behind him saying he will fix it, trying to use him as a foil or a front for what they're doing behind the scenes. I think in the final equation, we're doing Barack Obama a favor, admitting that he's just a puppet and that he's got all these globalists controlling him. Because if we can get out of the political left-right diversion and get past him to the real power behind the scenes, we can unify the people. Will they be successful, though, using him as to sucker the public?
I don't think so at this point. I think this has to be the shortest political honeymoon on record. He's only into the second week of the job, and already pretty much everybody, even those his most ardent supporters, are saying there is no change that we can believe in. It's the same old stuff. I'm already calling him the token president, not because of his skin color, but because everything he does in line with his campaign promises, it's a token amount. He was going to cut defense spending. It was a token amount. He was going to end torture. He did the token measure of closing Guantanamo, but those prisoners are still other places and still being abused. He was going to end the war, but it's a token troop cut. Now they're talking about even abandoning the 16-month promise to get our kids home. So there is no change. It's just more of the same. And yes, Barack Obama is just the front man. It's the same old faces. He's got the Clinton cabinet, Clinton light, if you want to call him, behind him. And certainly having Rahm Emanuel there as chief of staff in the White House is a very, very dangerous sign regarding Israel's control over our government.
It was in the New York Times that Rahm Emanuel, he was cracking his knuckles in the congressional meeting with congressional leadership with Obama there, and he said, "Please, Rahm, that's distracting. Don't do that, because he's got this decorum. He is a gentleman, has a lot of dignity that he projects." And Rahm got up in Barack's ear in front of the leaders of Congress and popped his knuckles in his ear and said, "I'll do whatever I want." And then they put that in the New York Times and giggle about it with the headline, "The Second Most Powerful Man in America." I mean, he did that to let Congress know, I run things.
Yeah, that was definitely a very defiant thing. If I had been Barack Obama in that situation, Rahm would have been fired right there on the spot. And if Barack Obama does not move to establish or assert his control over the White House process, then he's already crippled for the rest of his administration.
For any business owner, imagine you got 10 employees around you at a conference table. One of them's popping their knuckles. You say, "Please stop that." And they get up in your ear and pop it in your ear. You'd be like, "You're fired." And any other president, the whole staff kisses up to him. Not happening. It's in the news that Rahm bosses Barack Obama around in front of everybody. He's doing that to let everybody know he is the president. And he's not even an American, ladies and gentlemen. He's an IDF soldier. His father, one of the founders of Mossad.
I hear the train coming, it's rolling around the bend, and I ain't seen the sunshine since I don't know when. I'm stuck in Folsom Prison, and time keeps dragging on. But that train keeps rolling.
On down to San Antonio.
San Antonio.
All right, let's go back to Mike Rivero.
Baby, my mama told me, son.
Mike, I want to go to some calls here in a few minutes, but I want to run through and get your great great political expertise take on it. We see this pattern. When they propose a national compulsory service, 18 to 24, then they also say when you're in high school, you'll have to serve compulsory government federal service, openly federal curriculum under the brand name Barack Obama. So now the covert federalization is opening up. They've introduced legislation that's rapidly moving through Congress to federalize college security. under Homeland Security. So they're grabbing more and more enclaves of federal control. They're announcing they're going to grab more highways and make them international zones for taxation. They're now announcing they're going to continue the North American Union. But when they come out with national compulsory service, they always give it a nice front or package. They say, oh, well, it's national compulsory soup kitchens. You got to help. But then it's also tattletale squads and military and environmental squads and the rest of it. Other areas you've noticed about how they're packaging things, the way they're using modern marketing, because I am seeing the dinosaurs realize they're behind the curve. And I see a newer management team, more dangerous, coming in under Obama. So I think that edge we had where they were still in delusional la-la land, I think we're starting to lose that. Now, we had all that time to build up our forces. And the globalists are starting to get in some trouble, in my opinion. But don't you see them modernizing their propaganda?
Yeah, I see them getting into some new marketing strategies. But the reality is, and you can know this from advertising history, once your audience or once your customers are skeptical of the product, changing your advertising is seldom going to work. I mean, look at New Coke versus Classic Coke. Look at the Edsel. I mean, history is full of all of these disasters of good products that got a bad rep, and then no advertising could save them. Now, I know ad execs don't like to admit that, but that really is the truth. The bottom line here is that government operates like a religion. It relies on the faith of the masses in order to function. And we've already had our crisis of faith. We don't trust the government. We know the government lied to us about Saddam's nuclear bombs. So all the new packaging and glitz and glamour and confetti, I don't think it's going to really sway a lot of people. We know we've got a government that is lying to us. We know a government that is acting unconstitutionally. This whole civilian workforce thing is a violation of the 13th Amendment against involuntary servitude. So the American people are going to just wrapping it in a new shiny package isn't going to change it. It's still the same old manure inside.
I agree with you. On another issue, I saw this morning and didn't have time to go pull up the sources, but if people want to check them out, and I know you're really up to speed on this, I can't remember the exact name of the military plans from 1983, reproposed in 94. Then I saw it in 1990, Gulf War planning by the Pentagon, adopted from Israel, but Israel first proposed it in 83 and 84. One of their top generals proposed it. It was in their white papers. I did find, doing some research this morning, a bunch of top Israeli rabbis saying it, and on their own websites, groups in Israel, the Greater Israel, where it runs from where Israel is today, basically as a triangle, all the way over to the Strait of Hormuz, taking over that key waterway and grabbing about 80% of what is Iraq today, about 40% of Saudi Arabia. In fact, I should have brought that up. Guys, Google Greater Israel. Just put up the photos. Oh, you can't because we got Mike up on that computer. We'll find it and print it up. So we can't pull up images right now. Period. Oh, we can on that computer. Okay, good. Find it, and then I'll show you which one. Because, I mean, this is an official with Hebrew on it. This is really going on. A larger Israel. And in that same plan, several plans then adopted by the Pentagon. You can just Google this. I shouldn't have time. I had to run out this morning. Because I've done the research previously, but I wanted to have it here. Because I noticed that Wayne Madsen wrote an article about how Israel's saying they want to start creating settlements through Kurds who are Jewish. In fact, I did print it this morning. Here is the Hebrew map of it. If you guys can give me a close-up over there, I'll show folks, of Greater Israel. And the plan is to break Iraq in three parts, break Syria in four parts, break Iran in 5 to 7 parts. And I've even heard this on NPR. So it is out there. So here you have what is originally Israel. They want to grab part of Egypt, grab part of Saudi Arabia, grab a bunch of Iraq, all the way over here to the Strait of Hormuz, and then even grab some of the waterway there. And this is being proposed by the Israeli military. Anybody who wants to research it can see it there. And the Iraq invasion wasn't just about oil, weapon sales, but about population control. They're trying to bring in eugenics now in Iraq, where you can't have more than 2 children. They're proposing that now in our media. I was watching a lot of TV this weekend, saw them attacking a woman who had 8 babies, even though the doctor admitted that they usually implant 8 and they don't, and only 2 or 3 take hold. They were saying how evil she is. Should the children be taken away? Having more than 2 children is evil. It hurts the earth. It hurts our economy, when really it's the future of our economy, all these baby boomers who are retiring. But they want to replace that with third world populations being brought in. So that's a big setup there, Mike. But the point is, greater Israel, about 30, 40 times bigger than it is now. This really has been proposed by Israel. And so I wanted to pick your brain. Do you remember the name of the Israeli reports in 83 and 84, and then the adoption of that by the U.S. in 90, and then your comments on it?
Okay, I actually don't recall the exact name of it, but you're absolutely correct. Israel's plan all along has been for a much wider area of that part of the world to be considered Israel. And the two stripes on the flag of Israel represent the Nile and Euphrates rivers, which, according to their religious beliefs, comprise the land that God gave to the 12 tribes that followed Moses out of Egypt. And so they see everything that they do in terms of grabbing more land as justified, because in their minds they already own it anyway. And there was a very interesting article came out over the weekend that said one of the reasons there is so much support for Operation Cast Lead in Israel is because the Israeli government and media are already portraying to the Israeli people that this is Israel land that is involved in Gaza and the West Bank. They're not saying it's Palestine or occupied territories. They're already saying this is Israel and those Palestinians are just living on our land. And, you know, again, this last weekend they're talking about they're starting to build settlements in Iraq. And my advice to the people of Iraq is take a look at what happened when they started building settlements in the West Bank and Gaza, and that is your future unless you put your foot down now and say, you know, absolutely not, because it's just going to keep on spreading, and there's going to be more war and more death, and we, the American people, are going to be forced to pay for it all.
Yeah, for those that don't know, here's a crude map of Israel. And in 1947, there were some tiny settlements that the Israelis had moved into. It basically looked like that. Okay, those little circles are where you had Israeli enclaves. Then, and this is on record, led by the chief of staff of the White House's father, as the one of the commanders, they launched attacks into all the Arab settlements around them, pushing most of them out of the country, bombing, going in and shooting up the different bazaars, the different grocery stores, the different markets. And then, if you look at the map today, because of the pushing the people out, you know, by the 1950s, it was this, and by the 1960s, it was this. And now today, you know, all you have is a few little tiny spots. Yeah, there's a map of Greater Israel. That's one of the even bigger ones, but the government of Israel and other groups have put out these to where the Arabs are in just a few tiny, tiny little pockets, and all and. So the settlements are sent out as like probe droids, and then they expand out from there. Mike, you want to explain this? Because Israel, it's in the Israeli papers, and Madsen just wrote an article about it and didn't source a lot. I'm going to have him on, and people are like, "Oh, I don't believe this," but I've just over and over again seen this in Israeli newspapers. I mean, I've read, and I did pull up some of their religious leaders saying it this morning. Maybe you should do one of your great "What Really Happened" data pages with just all the mainline proof of this, because a lot of people are in denial about this, and could you imagine the wars we've already seen that if Israel tries to expand out and take over Iraq and Saudi and large parts of Saudi Arabia, what's going to happen?
Well, you know, it's easy to see, and I do have a data page like that. I'll put it up on my website as soon as I'm off the air with you. But what's going on, of course, is that Israel gets other people to do the conquering for them. I mean, they're moving into Iraq now, but it was American men and American women and American tax dollars that paid to smash Iraq so that Israel can start moving into it. And now they're getting ready to repeat the same thing in Iran. And they're using the same lines about nuclear weapons and, oh, what a danger Iran is. And everybody's going to attack Iran. And once Iran is shattered and smashed, you're going to see the same thing. Israel will start setting up settlements inside Iran with the goal of taking it all over. And it is conquest. And it goes all the way back to the Torah, the Old Testament. God wants us to go out and smite the wicked and take over their lands, and it's being done here in the 21st century with modern warfare, and Israel gets American kids to die for Israel's war, and that has got to stop.
And isn't this also just classic colonialism, where a group comes in and then just starts setting up settlements and expanding?
That it's classic colonialism, and more than that, Israel has done to Palestine what Hitler tried to do to Poland and France, and the whole world got together and told Hitler, you can't do that. And yet, for some reason, when Israel does it to Palestine, nobody dares say anything.
Well, I mean, plus, I mean, this isn't good for Jews. I mean, to have all the Arabs in the world hating them. I mean, look at the conflict we've already seen in Israel. And the United States and Israel just get more and more hated, and we're bankrupt, and everything's falling apart. And all the establishment seems to want to do is launch even bigger wars. And what shocks me is Israel's on record saying they want to expand out. And then if you talk about it, people deny it's even going on. So I've done all this research in the past. I'm going to pull a bunch of this together this week. I know you are as well. And I'm going to come in here and do a presentation on this. Because if you think we got wars now, folks, imagine a map like this. I mean, it's just hard for me to deal with, and hard for me to even get my mind around this. I want to go to calls in a moment, Mike. Can you stay with us about 20 minutes to the next hour?
Certainly.
Okay, good, because we can start taking calls here in about 5 minutes. I don't have plenty of time for those. Obama, he spearheads with Rahm Emanuel, who they bragged is the architect of the bailout. That's in Nancy Pelosi's own words. Rahm the architect. Of course, he's a front man for the big banks. They're coming in. They've already got an unlimited blank check to steal any amount of money they want. Congress isn't even allowed to look into it. There's now been congressional hearings with the Federal Reserve. Says, we won't tell you where the money went. Now the new bailout will create this new international bank with no oversight, with the power and regulatory power over U.S. banks, so they can come in and snatch up the real banks and insurance companies. And then last week, Obama was on TV. I was watching this in my hotel room Friday night, angry, going, how dare the people in the bailout steal this money for bonuses? I want an investigation, but he named no names. I mean, this is like the fox caught with the feathers of the pigeons or the feathers of the chickens sticking out of its mouth, and it's going, I'm going to do something about this, with chicken blood all over its chest. You know, it's got a bib on and a knife and fork, and there's dead chickens laying around, or it's got a chicken in its mouth, and it goes, I'm going to do something about that darn fox. I mean, do they think the public is that dumb? So your analysis of this new banker takeover.
Well, yes, unfortunately, they do think the public is that dumb. As far as this new bank, this new global bank, it's just another reserve system. It's another debt-based institution. It's like the Federal Reserve on steroids. And again, this is what got us into this mess. And we need to get away from this imaginary money economy and get back to a monetary system like we had when the country was set up, which was a fixed unit of value, was represented by every single dollar. Dollar originally meant a weight measure of silver, something that had a fixed intrinsic value. And on the basis of that monetary system, the United States built the highest standard of living in the first 100-some-odd years of its history. Then in 1913, we get changed over to this debt-based economy, the Federal Reserve System. Over the course of the next couple of decades, they wipe out any alternative forms of economy, including up to when John Kennedy tried to start an alternative currency system. And as a result of this debt-based economy, everyone talks about, where did the money go? It never existed, because most of what they're counting is interest that's owed on the money that was already printed up. But we don't have the new borrowers to borrow the new money, create it, to pay back that imaginary run-up on interest. And then you've got the derivative situation. The problem is, the money never existed. It's all bookkeeping rules and regulations that are designed to convince you that you've got to spend the rest of your life working your guts out for the bankers.
And I just want to add, from 1800 until 1913, this country had money that was worth the same amount, and in some cases, it even gained some of its value or lost inflation. So, I mean, the inflation tax, conservatively at about 15% a year right now, is such an incredible form of theft and such a blight over the convention of savings. And I just want to add that, and this is on record, you know, volume's been written, congressional testimony on this, the private bankers that wanted to bankrupt the U.S. so they could hijack it and set up a central bank, they tried to bankrupt the United States from the 1890s right into 1913. They had all these runs on banks. They staged all these gold and silver runs. And then they advertised for decades, and their battle plans are even public, how they did it, bought up the newspapers so they could then propagandize and said, we'll never have another recession or depression again. And before, those were just localized and only in certain industries or certain areas. They weren't nationwide, so it wasn't a big deal to the average person. They said, let us have central control. You'll never have another depression again. Then they accelerated the money supply in 1913. They bought real assets with it and then popped the bubble they engineered, and this is on record, by design in 29. And so they do the same thing. Then they give us an income tax. Then they give us the federal control. They expand their power. And now they're making a move much bigger, but globally this time.
And I think the globe is rebelling against that, and that's the real underlying reason between these riots in Greece and Iceland and Ireland and France and all these other places where people are standing up and saying they recognize what's going on. They've seen the guy behind the curtain. They realize it's all a scam that's designed to reduce them to being indentured servants for the rest of their life, and they're fighting back against it. And As I said, I don't understand why we're not seeing it here in the U.S. yet.
Well, Mike, I can pull up the mainstream news articles. I'm sure you've seen them where they've proposed putting serotonin reuptake inhibitors or the Prozac class of drugs, which are also fluoride-based, for those that don't know, in the water supply. They just manipulate the fluoride molecule, according to the scientists we've interviewed. And for some reason, there are much higher levels of these drugs in water supplies where it shouldn't even be there. You know, these are water supplies, many of them. I've seen the articles where there isn't runoff from sewage, from humans, you know, putting it into the sewage system. So why is it there in high levels, Mike? You think an Easter Bunny put it there?
Well, I'm not sure, but I know you can't go in and examine the water systems these days.
Government loves us, don't they? They really care about us a lot, folks. Drink lots of tap water. You see all the TV ads saying drink tap water. It's safe. It's good. They also tell you corn syrup's good. It's filled with mercury, of course. Stay with us. All right, let's go right back into this transmission, ladies and gentlemen. You know, I mentioned that 90% of baby formula has melamine that attacks their brains and kidneys and every other organ. I mentioned this a week and a half ago. I got emails not believing it. It's in hundreds of publications. Study finds high fructose corn syrup contains mercury. Half of 55 popular brand name foods, breads, cookies, everything with high fructose corn syrup has mercury in it. And they don't know why, because it's not involved in the manufacturing at any point. It's being added, ladies and gentlemen. They have found it is the ultimate chemical weapon, heavy metal, because other heavy metals just create plaques. Mercury continues to kill. Seen the movie Alien? When it drips, the acid just keeps burning through the hull of the ship. That's what it does electrochemically. Bam, 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 chain reaction. Just keeps killing, keeps killing, keeps killing. You're brain damaged. I'm brain damaged. I would have been genius level. I'm just average intelligence. I have chemical lobotomy. And I'm not joking when I say that. This is chemical warfare. We have it in the UN zone documents. We have it from top globalists 80, 90 years ago saying they were going to do this. And as scary as it sounds, Mike Rivero, why do half the brand names have high levels of mercury in them when it's not even supposed to be there? Mike, is it just is an Easter Bunny putting it in there?
Well, it is a mystery why that's going on, and mercury is very contraindicated. If you've ever heard the expression, mad as a hatter, from the Alice in Wonderland books, it's actually based on a real fact, which was that hat makers would use mercury to prepare the felt to make hats, and over time it would drive them insane. And so mental illness just sort of became synonymous with being a milliner. And we get mad as a hatter from that. So when we find mercury is being put into products, like the big stink over mercury-based preservatives in vaccines and a possible link to autism, and you know the companies like to use it because it solves their immediate problems economically, and the long-term problems are somebody else's issue to have to deal with. And certainly we know that our U.S. government has absolutely abandoned its former role of keeping an eye on our health and safety from risks from the products that we're getting from the corporations. And now we have the pharmaceutical companies are building the government labs that the National Cancer Institute is using. Gee, I wonder if we're going to get some objective analysis and reports on the efficacy of these drugs.
We're going to come back and start going directly to everybody that's holding Mark, Bill, Michael, Dan, Dave, and others. The toll-free number to join us, 800-259-9231. For God's sakes, folks, a lot of people at 6 months start giving their baby sugar fruit juice drinks that has fructose corn syrup, even if you don't care about yourself. And you want to say that that mercury isn't in at least half of the products that have it. It's in thousands of products. At least care about your children. Mercury is not good for your children. It is deadly poison and attacks their brains. And so that's another big reason we're seeing autism go up so high. But you look at the Amish, no known cases in Illinois where they did a study, a university study of over 200,000 Amish over a decade. No cases of it because they don't eat corn syrup. They don't take vaccines. It's a fact, ladies and gentlemen. You do not want mercury in your brain. Mike Rivera.
Absolutely. It's highly toxic. And again, we have seen such recklessness with products being put out on the market. And I remember you were mentioning melanin before when it was a big stink when it was showing up in these Chinese products. And then all of a sudden it turned up in American manufactured baby food products. And the FDA comes out and says, oh, well, we've changed our mind and certain amounts are acceptable and safe. And coincidentally, the safe level was set just above what all the American manufacturers were using.
And it turned out the American manufacturers, they're dying, tens of thousands in hospitals, tens of thousands, you know, in hospitals, thousands dying. And then here they just say, oh, we're even worse than China, but it's now good for you. Dying is good. Talk about mad as a hatter. I think people running things are mad as hatters, Mike.
I think they're drunk on their power.
Well, I mean, it's the ultimate psycho power trip. What does the Joker do in the first Batman movie? He puts poison in the cosmetics and in the food. And then they say, just like the Gulf of Tonkin in that movie, throwing in your face in Hollywood. We'll be right back with Mike Rivera.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
There is a lot of other news I haven't even gotten to. Mike's with us for another 20, 30 minutes or so. Let's go to your phone calls and see what important issues the callers bring up. Mark up in the Great White North having record cold below zero temperatures nationwide during this incredible global warming. Volcanoes are going off everywhere, which will put out more than all human activity in history, each one. But we'll get into that with Mike Rivera later as well. Mark in Canada, you're on the air. Welcome.
Thanks for taking my call, Alex.
Thanks for calling.
Okay, a couple of things I just want your listeners to hear, and then I'll get into it. First off, here in Canada, I've seen only one time where they've announced that we've already got one guy in British Columbia who has the avian bird flu. And they've already destroyed about 80,000 turkeys and chickens, four farms across British Columbia. Now, I'm going to get into what I believe are three important dates that everybody needs to look into. February 10, which is the date that HR 4040 goes into effect. February 17, which is when the United States is going to switch from analog to digital. And February 19 is when Barack Obama is coming to Canada. I believe that these are pieces to a puzzle I've put together. Simply, when you switch over from analog to digital, it serves two purposes. One, it frees up the analog signal for the rescue squads, the police, and the firemen to have more bandwidth. And I believe it's also a way to track everybody through the RFID chip, because analog signals go through, radio frequency goes through walls and buildings. And in the digital signal, you can hide subliminal messages to keep the sheep asleep.
Well, that's been admitted with the it's all very effective, even old television. I just don't like to. I'll look at a pattern like massing U.S. troops around Afghanistan, the news introducing Obama, as the savior, years ago. You'll see things like that and be able to trend it. But looking at dates, I see this over and over again, people putting dates on things. You know, July 25th, I went on air and said they're going to attack the World Trade Center. They're going to blame it on Osama bin Laden. And I was able to go on air and say in the next few months, I believe this is going to happen. Call the White House, tell them don't do it. But I couldn't put dates on it. Mike Rivera, you want to comment on this?
Yeah, it's very hard to put dates on it, because usually when people are planning these kinds of covert operations, whether it's 9/11 or various assassinations, they'll put the plans in place and then they'll wait for an opportune moment, or what they think is an opportune moment. And very often it'll be like the night before, the day before, and they'll say, yeah, we're going to go tomorrow. And so it's really rather hard to say a particularly given date is when something is going to happen. We know that the U.S. government is probably considering some kind of a false flag attack to kick off a new war with Iran. We just don't know when it's going to happen. One of the frustrating things about fighting against war itself is you never know when you've won, only when you fail.
Absolutely. And at the same time, the fact that 9/11 truth is so huge and international, the fact that it's now in the mental meme and lexicon, it's now in the dictionary, you know, false flag, staged terror, self-inflicted wound, that has damaged their tool. But there's other false flags, economic false flags. We're in one now, an economic 9/11. The bio attack, I do believe, is one of the chief things. They can claim it came out, you know, incidentally, accidentally, that it came from pigs or sheep or cows or chickens or goats. And then still it'll be the government that organizes that and uses that to control. Take the foot and mouth release in 2000. That took over most of the cows and sheep, and the government killed them in England, those that weren't even infected. It turned out the government released that, and it was a weaponized form. Then they said it was an accident. We don't know how it got out of the Level 4 bioweapons lab, Mike.
Well, we know that the anthrax sent with the anthrax letters was also weaponized anthrax from a U.S. lab. It wasn't from the Mideast at all.
And they denied that, but now they've been forced to admit that. We were right again. Thank you, caller. Appreciate the call. We'll watch those dates, though. Let's now go to Bill, Michael, Dan, Dave, and others when we get back after this quick break with Mike Rivero. I'm Alex Jones. My website's InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Check out WhatReallyHappened.com. That's Mike's.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
By the way, I just thought of this because Rob reminded me. I was watching Super Bowl ads in the airport before I flew back Sunday, and it's Alec Baldwin talking about how the TV set by design has destroyed half your brain cells. It's going to destroy the other half. And he goes, I'm also a reptoid alien ruling the earth. So it's a direct attack on David Icke. And then another ad, and again, I was sitting there 30 minutes in pregame stuff at the airport. So I that's all I saw. Another one about high fructose corn syrup. It's so good for you and nutritious. There's lying conspiracy theorists that say it isn't good. Doesn't matter if literally hundreds of studies show that the way its molecule is designed, it's not like regular sugar. It goes into the liver that metabolizes it, and the body then doesn't say I'm full. You're still hungry. So that's one reason they put it in things, not just that it's cheap, but it makes you eat more. And it also has been directly linked in a bunch of studies to diabetes. It fries your body. It's chemically extracted and manufactured and then carried around these big tankers on the trains. And it's put in most foods now that are processed, along with everything else, the MSG, the other excitotoxins. Aspartame is in most candies that aren't even sugar-free. They just add it. Look on the back of your gum or your candy. They're putting it in candy bars now, chocolate bars. They know what it does. They know people won't eat it now. Most people are saying no to Diet Coke, which is a drug, by the way, an excitotoxin. So they're moving on to other things. And now they're running TV ads going, oh, it's people that are lying about it. It's really good. Mike, that shows we're having an effect on them, that there's all these ads on TV now about how wonderful vaccines are and how it's a lie that they're not good for you and how it doesn't cause autism. This shows they're really getting desperate, aren't they?
Yeah, absolutely it does. There's a new show out called The Beast starring Patrick Swayze, and in one of their first episodes, they had a 9/11 truth activist, but they portrayed him as just this completely wacko bananas character, and it's just part of that general smearing. But yeah, they're absolutely afraid. They're losing their grip on the minds of America, and so yeah, it's going to be demonization and smearing, and all they're doing is they're raising people's awareness, because it's the Band in Boston effect. People are going to start tuning into the website sites and say, you know, I want to find out what all the fuss is about. They're, you know, Roland Emmerich's new film, 2012. Apparently, Woody Harrelson is playing a radio show host who's always predicting disaster and doom, and he says he's got the curse of Cassandra on him. And I'm getting emails from people saying that it sounds like this Woody Harrelson character is based either on you or on me. And, you know, I'm waiting to see whether he'll be treated as a serious character or if they're just going to make him a goofball.
You know, I actually was in a movie, Scanner Darkly, with Woody Harrelson, and he has hung out with him a lot. He is totally anti-New World Order. He knows all about the globalist. He knows all about how the government ships the narcotics in. He's very, very smart. And he gave me his card. This is how not into stars I am. So I did, back then I didn't realize how important it was to have him on air because it really gets the buzz going. People then tune in to see what the deal is. I don't know where the card is. Chuck Norris gave me his number and email. I last night woke up and went, my God, Chuck Norris gave me his contact. I never even gave it to the producer. And I got up in the middle of the night, went and dug out the book and got, you know, not the producer contact, the publicist, but found it. So I've got to remember to use all these contacts. And but side issue from Chuck Norris. The point is that Woody Harrelson is completely and totally anti-New World Order, and I need somebody call me with his best contact in Maui. I guess I could call Willie Nelson, but I don't like calling him and bugging him for phone numbers. I had Woody Harrelson's number. Then I was contacted about a year ago by his office saying, are you in California? Some of them thought I lived there. Can you come see Woody? And then when I called back a day later, they said, oh, yeah, no, he had to go to something else. And I never really tracked it down. But again, I don't have time to network with these people, but it's important. So I need to reach out to Woody Harrelson is the point of the rant.
Well, to get back to the media coverage, yeah, they're very nervous. They're very scared. They see the poll numbers indicating that America has lost faith in the corporate media. They're turning to the alternative media because they want to go where they think they're going to find the truth. And certainly looking at my numbers, they continue to go up. Your numbers continue to go up. And yet every day we hear about traditional newspapers having to let people go, cut back on their editions. We hear TV news programs are losing their audience. The trend is definitely there, and as the media gets into this survival mode, I expect we're going to see a lot of just outright bashing and attacks and smears coming from their side of the room.
Also, they're admitting in a lot of policy reports we've covered here with the Internet 2, and the Internet 2 consortium admits they have a plan to shut down the old web, force us onto a controlled web. I want to get to that after calls. Let's go to Bill in Iowa. Bill, you're on the air with Mike Rivero. Welcome.
Yeah, thank you for taking my call. Two brilliant minds together, Alex Jones, Mike Rivero, in a small town of Iowa. Oh, by the way, I'm a longtime listener, a TV member, and I have been doing my homework. We migrated up here from Lake Charles, Louisiana because of my work. And since we have been living here, I go to city council meetings. And I've been sharing your DVDs and material and getting a lot of people around here to kind of wake up a little bit. And I actually, probably 50% of the homes in this little town had Ron Paul signs in their yard during the primary. Anyway, about the Second Amendment, I have a small collection. Whenever you have a president that can't prove citizenship, that to me, that obliterates the Constitution to start with. And I'm very passionate in what I believe in, and I believe in the Constitution of the United States. And I'm prepared to defend that to the end. Give me liberty or give me death. Now, besides that, I have a very important question. Years ago, in 2004, you had a guest on your show. His name was retired Colonel Don D. Grand Prix.
Yes.
And I listened to that interview, and I was highly impressed. That you had the transcript on your website, and I printed that out. And he said, wasn't he a member of the Joint Chiefs of Staff at one time?
He was assigned to it.
Okay. He said that 70%, that he was in communication on a weekly basis with friends of his that work in the Pentagon, and he said that 70% of the highest ranking military people were on our side, and he believed that they were going to
have
like a counter coup d'etat, is how he put it.
But it did listen, I appreciate your call. Is that your question?
Yes, I'm wondering what happened to that. And another thing is, it just blows my mind it seems to me like there is some people in the military, higher ups, with some integrity.
No, I hear you. Let me comment on it, because we've got to get to other callers, and you're a great caller, but I've got to move on here. It's a very important point. I tried to get Colonel Don DeGrand Prix back on. He'd had major heart problems. I don't want to get into his things he told me privately. He didn't say don't tell people, but I don't like getting people's medical problems. He was in serious medical trouble 4 or 5 years ago and couldn't come back on. Then I talked to his wife, and I'm not even sure if he – well, we need to call and try to find out. So before I forget, will you go tell Joey, our new producer, to look in my phone numbers or to do a Google search, Colonel Don DeGrand Prix. If anybody else knows his location or how he's doing or whether he's alive or what's going on with him, email us. Have we set Joey up an email yet? We need to get that done. We'll set up Joey at InfoWars.com. But Aaron has just got back into town today from New York interviewing for the Obama film, the person he went to interview there in New York, Gerald Celente. So also CC, if you know where he is, folks, to Aaron at InfoWars.com. But any comments on Colonel Don DeGrand Prix, Mike?
Actually, I have not been following his particular issue as closely as I'd like to. So sadly, no.
Yeah, he was a guy, and a lot of it fleshed out, who named the name of the pilot who shot down 93 and did say there was an order to shoot it down. So he got into all that. Let's go to another caller here. Let's talk to Michael in Mass. Michael, you're on the air.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good. Go ahead.
Well, we're talking about the great shift that appears to be happening in Western society, and I wanted to read you guys a quote going all the way back to the 30s. It was in William Shirer's Berlin Diary. He was an American journalist in Berlin during the Nazi takeover, and he was talking to someone.
Didn't he write Rise and Fall of the Third Reich?
Yeah, that was his big work.
Yeah, go ahead.
And this is incredible. He's talking to a man whose parents were German, but he was an American. Here it goes.
By the way, he also wrote about them putting fluoride in the water, but go ahead.
Oh, he sure did. We discussed the German conception of ethics, honor, conduct. Said he, quote, for Germans, a thing is right, ethical, honorable, if it squares with the tradition of what a German thinks a German should do, or if it advances the interests of Germanism or Germany. But the Germans have no abstract idea of ethics or honor or right conduct, end quote. He gave a pretty illustration. A German friend said to him, isn't it terrible what the Finns are doing, taking on Russia? It's utterly wrong. When Mr. W. remonstrated that, after all, the Finns were only doing what you would expect all decent Germans to do if they got in the same fix, namely defending their liberty and independence against wanton aggression.
I want to hear this quote when we come back. Finish the quote up or recap it, and we'll get Mike Rivero's take with you, and then go to more phone calls. I'm going to play some of these Super Bowl ads and analyze them, critique them. Ton of other news coming up. We've got an hour and 40 minutes left in transmission. It's going to be completely jam-packed. Remember, how do we reach more people? One easy thing you can do is spread the word about this radio show, however you're listening.
Cyrus Jones from 1810 to 1913 made his great-grandchildren believe you could live to 103. 103 is forever when you're just a little kid. So Cyrus Jones, live forever.
Grave digger.
Grave digger.
We are back live. Mike Rivero, the original 40 after. Continue taking your phone calls.
so I can feel.
Mike was asking me during the break what my numbers were, if I could give him some info on Prozac and other drugs in the water in Hawaii. What I know is, over the years, we have seen government reports where the cities won't even let private groups test it and even try to block other state agencies from testing water supplies. And I've seen different numbers. The AP does a report every year of just hundreds and hundreds of U.S. cities with massive amounts of Prozac, Ritalin, birth hormones from the birth control pills. But in a lot of cities, you can go pull these up, they found water supplies not connected to water treatment, or you know, not toilet to tap, where you don't have sewage involved in the water cycle, so it shouldn't be there, and it's there. You can pull that up, but it is interesting, Mike, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. And one of the reasons I was asking about Hawaii is there's a long history of government experimentation here in the islands, because we're so remote from the mainland. If something goes really bad, they figure, you know, it's isolated. A lot of people don't realize this, but Agent Orange, the Vietnam-era defoliant, was actually developed here at the University of Hawaii and tested. There are still parts of the Big Island that are completely defoliated, and you can't go in there because it's so toxic. And there were some bad accidents in a couple of students apparently died during that whole thing. So anytime we hear about the government is testing XYZ, I have to wonder, is it being done out here?
Absolutely. Let's go to some calls. Michael and Mash, you're on the air with Mike Rivero.
Hey, how's it going? I'm actually the guy who was reading that quote. Let me just finish,
finish
it up real quick.
About Mr. Scherer. Go ahead.
Yeah, they were talking about it in the context of the Finns repelling the attack of the Russians, who at the time was Germany's friend. And the last sentence in this is, in other words, for a German to defend his country's liberty and independence is right. For a Finn to do the same is wrong, because it disturbs Germany's relations with Russia. The abstract idea there is missing in the German mentality. Apply this to today. People think it's okay to basically turn Iraq into a parking lot because, you know, we're fighting for freedom.
It's doublethink.
Yep.
It's absolutely. We're allowed to torture, but they're not. Our politicians are allowed to not pay taxes, but the citizens have to. It's doublethink. Mike Rivero?
Yeah, absolutely. It's a blatant double standard. And what they're trying to do is to make the interests of the state become the new morality. Instead of saying it's wrong to kill, it's wrong to steal, it's wrong to covet thy neighbor's property, the new morality is it's okay to steal if it's for the country. It's okay to murder if it's for your country. It's bad for the other people to do it, but it's okay for us to do it. We have never seen that more blatantly demonstrated than Israel's attitude toward its immediate neighbors in the Middle East.
Yeah.
Caller, any more comments?
No, I was just going to say, Mike, you hit the nail on the head. That is exactly what I was getting to, is that it, just like Alex is talking about, and I'm sure he's going to talk about in his new film, they are really evolving this thing into Obama worship. I mean, if we start to basically ascribe our morality in terms of what's best for the nation, you know, it's going to justify a lot of horrible things for which the infrastructure is all ready in place.
And that's another lie in the system. We're not doing all these evil things for the American people. We're paying for the empire. We're losing our liberties. Being the center of an empire is always one of the worst places to be. So I've heard good old boys go, yeah, we're in there for the oil. So what? You know, them dirty Iraqis don't deserve it. We're good. Don't they understand that they're not going to be getting that oil? Even if they were an immoral person, this elite is getting rid of our sovereignty. They're getting, I mean, I have articles where they're now announcing that the California pension funds are bankrupt. The people just aren't going to get their money. The globalists have looted everything. And so just like the Germans thought they were Hitler's buddy and that they were going to do great, in the end, he decried the German people, Mike.
Yeah, and we saw the same thing in Russia under Stalin. I mean, all the Russian people who supported him in his rise to power, he turned on them and double-crossed them. He called them all useful idiots. And, you know, tyrants have no respect for the people who support. Look at the Night of the Long Knives in Germany.
Mike Rivero is our guest. Final segment straight ahead. More of your phone calls. Great points, Michael. Dan, Dave, Mike, you'll be the final callers for Mike Rivero. Then a ton of other news, including Super Bowl propaganda ads. We're going to break these down and analyze them here on the one, the only GCN Radio Network in association with InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. Okay, let's go straight back to your phone calls here. Let's go ahead and talk to Dan in Ohio. You're on the air, Dan.
Hi, Alex. Dan from Ohio.
Welcome.
First-time caller. And, Mike, this is also an important subject. This is a pre-interview. I've been on hold for quite some time. Is anyone there yet familiar with the New Hampshire House of Concurrent Resolution Number 6? It's about as close to Article of Succession that I've seen. It's also been recommended by the states of Massachusetts, New York, North Carolina, Rhode Island, and Virginia. Basically, in summation, they are drawing a line in the sand. As far as I understand here, there are six articles at the bottom, many of those being further infringements to the right to keep and bear arms, including prohibiting the type and quantity of arms and ammunition, any act regarding religion, further limitations of freedom, political speech, and further limitations of the freedom of the press. And it goes on, enforcing martial law without the general consent of the state legislator. Let me stop you.
I'm not aware of this. I'm not omnipresent. Specifically, I know that New Hampshire invoked right to revolt Article 10. I mean, I'm aware of the article. I just didn't know they'd invoked it. Article 10 had been invoked in the month before 9/11. They were going to have a state convention on September 12th. I'm not saying they carried out the attack because of that, because there the cities and counties themselves can make the state secede. That's originally in there. The states are on top of the federal government. They claim that the Civil War decided that for the feds, but the feds are completely illegitimate and controlled by offshore banks through a corporate takeover. Specifically, you're saying this is Article 6, where, and what are they saying?
Just Google HCR 6, and it'll be the first thing that comes up. It just came out yesterday, I believe.
House Concurrent Resolution?
6, yes.
Okay, House Concurrent Resolution 6 in New Hampshire.
Yes, 2009 session. It's
Now, has this been introduced, or has this gotten sponsors and being brought forward?
It's sponsored by several representatives and Senator Denley. The House Concurrent Resolution affirms states' rights based on Jeffersonian principles.
Okay, I'm going to get these state reps on immediately. So House Concurrent Resolution 6, New Hampshire, and we will call all the sponsors. You'll probably hear them here tomorrow. In fact, we just found it. We're going to punch it up on screen here in just a moment. Thank you. Thank you for calling with that info. Mike Rivero, your take on this.
Yeah, I had heard of this because I am from New Hampshire originally, and basically all of these resolutions, and we're seeing a lot of them start up now, they're all reaffirmations of the Declaration of Independence and the very principles by which this country threw out the last government and said we're going to be a new nation that is founded on these principles of freedom, freedom of speech, freedom to be armed, and they are largely symbolic at this point, but as we get to a situation with a serious economic crisis, there is real discussion out there about secession. We have an independence movement here in Hawaii, which is founded on the fact that Hawaii statehood is not legal to begin with. And so I would think that as we saw with the fall of Rome, as the central government bankrupts itself, the outlying provinces, or in this case states, start to break away and assert their independence. And I think ultimately that's what we're going to see happen to the United States.
And I want to be clear, I'm for the union, but it isn't a union. We have to break apart first to come back together if the people so choose, because the globalists, as they did in China 150 years ago, the same system here, starting with phony drugs they, you know, shipped in to then break down the society, and that's mainline history, they're going to break us up. That's what globalism is. They merge larger units into continental unions to then break up and destroy the sovereignty of the original units into smaller parts through balkanization. So we've got to break apart ourselves if we're ever going to reconstitute the republic. And I can't see how Hawaii couldn't break away. Well, that was less than, 100 years ago that they killed a bunch of the royal family. And, I mean, you live there. Tell folks briefly the story about that.
Well, basically, the United States illegally annexed Hawaii during the Spanish-American War. And in 1993, President Bill Clinton signed a public law of apology acknowledging that the Hawaiian people had never really surrendered their national sovereignty. So technically, on paper, there is still a nation of Hawaii. There are several groups arguing over who should be in charge of it. But the bottom line is that were there to be a major economic upheaval on the mainland, there's a very strong movement, not necessarily to secede, because they're not acknowledging that statehood is legal to begin with, but there's certainly a strong independence movement here in Hawaii.
Absolutely. Great call, sir. Appreciate you calling in with that information, Dan. Quickly, Dave in Florida, then Mike in New York. We're going to let Mike go. Go ahead, Dave. You're on the air.
Yeah. Hey, I just wanted to follow up on that, about these gun bills. I think it was a confusion earlier when they were saying that Alcee Hastings had introduced H.R. 45. It looks like it was Bobby Rush from, I bet you can guess, from District 1 in Illinois.
Well, I did see Hastings' name on the bill when I covered it last week.
I think that was the FEMA camp.
Yeah, well, here's the deal. This is the problem. I can't keep track of it all. You're right, FEMA camp bill. You're right. But, I came in here, I'm not complaining, but somebody cleaned my desk off this weekend. In fact, that's what I asked at the start of the show, and nobody gave me an answer. Where is the stack of stuff that was here last week? Bring it in to me. Dig through it and find me the gun bills, because I said that at the start of the show. I said, I don't have the bills in front of me, and the caller called in, so we got to be careful about this. But yes, he introduced the FEMA camp bill. Now I remember you're right. Regardless, call him and tell him we don't want the FEMA camp bill.
Right, yeah. What I wanted to say was yesterday when you had
wait a minute. We weren't wrong. Mike did call. That was caller Mike from Montana. He called and said it was the FEMA bill. People need to call him. So we were right. Then another caller called in and said, here's his number on the gun bill. So it was the caller that was wrong. Go ahead.
Right. But that congressman yesterday, when we were talking about Alcee Hastings, and if you look at this guy, Bobby Rush, you just wonder, you know, where do they come up with this stuff? And that congressman yesterday said, you know, he knew Alcee.
Your phone cut out, sir. You're on an IP phone, right? Go ahead. Hey, he's gone. Go ahead.
Yeah, he said he knew Alcee Hastings, and he knew that, you know, he was really dirty, and they had a lot of stuff on him, and they could get him to introduce anything, you know. And what I want to talk about, I think everybody uses that word "they" so much, you know. How can we unmask?
Okay, well, let me tell you. Let me tell you. And I appreciate the calls. We got to let Mike go in a moment. I want him to be able to comment on this. They is the military-industrial complex. It's the big lobbying interests that are all in support of globalism. They combine their forces together to buy off government, to remove the checks and balances from the people, remove our power over the system, and give it to themselves so they can use governments to shut down their political competition, their economic, their industrial, their scientific competition, and so they can extract more and more wealth from the people and social engineer us. So that's who they are. And yesterday I listed a bunch of Trilateral Commission people in Obama's administration and who were neocons and things. So we are listing who they are. But if all we did was list they, we had Rothkopf that wrote the book Superclass. He says there's 6,000 globalists, run everything, they want world government. He was here. It's in the New York Times. They are, that's two questions, and I'm going to let Mike go. A, you know, who are they? And then B, why are they suddenly in hundreds of newspapers a week going, you know, a North American Union's the answer to the crises? Oh, you know what? FEMA camps are the answer to all of this. You know, why are they now admitting what they've denied so long? Those two questions, Mike.
Well, they obviously is the little clique. If you remember back in high school, there was always the clique of beautiful rich people who sort of got away with everything and looked down on everyone else. Well, it's the same thing, only grown up. And now they're in Congress, and now they're in the media, and now they're basically all working together to basically, as you said, extract real wealth from the ordinary people. As for the reason why they're going public with it right about now, I think it goes back to what you said earlier in the show. There's a degree of panic. They're beginning to recognize they don't have the iron grip on the minds of America that they thought they did once before. So now they're having to come up. It's a pitch. It's a sales pitch. They're out here trying to sell us that these are really good things to do. And like I said before, the public is aware globalism got us into this mess. Selling globalism as the cure-all, that's a really, really tough sell, and they're pushing it as hard as they can. And it really is a war between they and their advertising PR agencies and we who have the truth on our side. And the first one to quit loses.
And that's it, Mike. They denied all this while they were building it. But with the alternative media, we exposed the architecture as it was being developed. Now the people are aware of it, so they're forced to go ahead and admit it's all true, but put a spin on it that it will save you from the economic collapse. But the people go, wait a minute, you're the ones that did all this, and you promised the last bailout would fix it. And they'll probably pass another one, and announce themselves to be emperors. But then everybody will see through it that they're a bunch of illegitimate criminals. Then what happens? Well, war in the streets, and they think their military is going to be able to carry this out. A lot of military and police aren't going to go along with this. Even if they're thugs, some of them are not going to like what happens when they go up against the American people, and they're not going to want to show up to work.
Well, that's not working so far in Europe, because those protesters, they've already pulled down the government of Iceland and some of these other governments like Greece. They're in serious, serious trouble right now. And I think the same thing is going to happen here.
How do you stop the shark teeth effect? We've seen in Argentina and Nigeria and places where the globalists have done this, you know, declassified, it's admitted, bringing their economies down economically to consolidate. And then you'll see five prime ministers, six, seven presidents in 1 year as the people figure out, no, he's a puppet, get rid of him. No, he's a puppet, get rid of him. No, he's a puppet, get rid of him. And then finally the governments are just insolvent, but still the private banks now own the infrastructure and they have police forces with machine guns guarding it, and the country just sinks into the mud, but the globalists then own the pile of dung.
Well, if you go back and you look at the history of the French Revolution, they talk about the revolution, but there were actually a series of several revolutions as the same thing. Each new government that came in proved it was just as corrupt as the previous one. They were brought down and kicked out. And ultimately in the French Revolution, the bankers were brought down with the royal families at the same time. And they basically restarted their economy and their government from scratch. And I think that's what's going to happen here in the U.S. I think ultimately the Federal Reserve has to be gotten rid of. We need to go back to the monetary system that we had when we founded this country, which is a monetary system based on units of value rather than units of debt.
All right, Mike, amazing interview today. I really want to thank you for joining us, and we'll see you back next month on the first Tuesday of every month for an hour and a half or so. And I really appreciate you spending time with us. Take care.
My pleasure.
There he goes, folks. WhatReallyHappened.com. All right, we've got an hour and 14 minutes left in transmission time today. And I didn't get to a bunch of news articles that I saw yesterday about how they're saying we shouldn't be able to have more than two children. There should be tax incentives to only have one, but if you have more than two, you get fines and fees put on you. That is how they started the one-child policy in China. Started in 1974, with a treaty with the United States and the IMF World Bank, who paid the communist Chinese to institute it. They put fines on you and harassed you if you had more than one child. Then in 1980, it became law. Now, I've told you for years they're going to propose this. Now, I watched a lot of television this weekend, which I rarely do, and on show after show after show after show, news shows, they would demonize people with more than one or two children. So, I mean, there's a whole new level. It wasn't just that. It was everything was propaganda. I saw CNN say, I mean, everything was propaganda. There was another election in Iraq, and finally women got a chance to vote for the first time. Well, A, it wasn't the first time they've had a chance to vote. And B, Saddam Hussein had more women graduating from college as doctors and lawyers and scientists than men, around 60%. Saddam Hussein was trying to stop religious Muslims from having women basically cover themselves up. Saddam Hussein wanted to empower women. I'm not defending Saddam Hussein. The point here is that the globalists created the guy. He actually, though, wanted to progress his country and was making it first world. And that's why he had to be stopped. So, again, the idea is to back up the war. It was out. The war is going great. Less killing, very little violence at the elections. And women get to vote now. Implying that women never had rights. Women now have less rights because they've put the religious people in control over there, which is what the globalists always do. They overthrew Iran for that. They don't want secular governments. They don't. The Muslims, the Arabs, the Persians, they want to build giant hotels. They want to build giant resorts. They want to build giant factories. They're smart. They're just as smart as people in the West, folks. They're smart. They want to live. The British, it's the story of Lawrence of Arabia. That movie's true. That movie's historical. That's a historic film. It's nonfiction. They went and they found a group of ragtag Bedouin. I'm not attacking the Bedouin. It's just a fact. And they hired them and gave them machine guns and hand grenades and had them go overthrow the governments. And then they set up the Middle East. They set up the countries that are in Saudi Arabia now. They are British intel. The Obamas, of the world, are nothing but distractions and diversions, just like the Saudi kings of the world are distractions and diversions. These people are all puppets. And where do you see so much of the, quote, Muslim terrorism emanating out of? Saudi Arabia. 15 of the 19 hijackers? But that's okay. We need to invade Iraq because they've got women graduating 60% of their new doctors. You know, they had women on radio and TV everywhere. They weren't downtrodden in Iraq. They are now. So they want radical Muslims in control, ladies and gentlemen. And they did that as a, quote, counterbalance to communism, and they call it a blowback. And now I'll get threats from those Muslims. Well, I'm sorry if your leaders are run by the New World Order. It's just a fact. Now, before I go any further here, I want to tell you about the sponsors of the day. One is Survivalist Seeds, ladies and gentlemen. Survivalist Seeds is just a fabulous company. Knowing that something's coming is not the solution. Preparing for what's coming is the solution, is the answer. Get 7 years of healthy food for pennies on the pound, 100% heirloom seeds. Grow your own food and eliminate your dependence on society. Get 15,000 heirloom vegetable seeds for just a 7-year family supply. And get seeds 5 times cheaper than the GM trash sold at Walmart. Same-day priority shipping is available. You can simply go to their website, survivalistseeds.com, survivalistseeds.com, or 620-637-2978, 620-637-2978. These really are high-quality heirloom seeds, all-natural seeds, non-hybrid, non-genetically modified. You can sell your spare seeds back for cash or learn how to sell your produce to farmers, markets, restaurants, and a lot more. They have materials on that that can teach you how to get that done as well. Growing your own food will determine how much freedom you will have and your level of suffering, because the globalists are trying to take over the farms and ranches right now. Survivalistseeds.com or 620-637-2978. Okay. We're going to come back and get into a bunch of news, your phone calls, and then I'm going to get into some of these Super Bowl ads and analyze the propaganda. This is a tiny snapshot of the tapestry, the tissue of brainwashing and conditioning that's going on. Stay with us. This is serious business, ladies and gentlemen. Study history. The majority of the time, hardcore tyrants come in with a lot of flashy propaganda and literally destroy your way of life. The United States hasn't been perfect, but we got all this wealth, which made the globalists then try to move here and take over. Now we're the great evil. A lot of other corruption, but this is the big place. This is where the evil emanates from. This is the main command base. Because we had liberty, it produced so much wealth, the scum all came here to take us over, to use us as an engine to dominate the planet and take over the world. And we're in deep trouble. They're coming for the guns with bills to ban almost every gun in America through executive fiat to say you can't own guns if the White House feels like it, without even having a conviction. They're building FEMA camps. It's now all over mainstream news. They're now admitting the clergy response teams to tell their parishioners to go to the FEMA camps. They're openly announcing the youth corps, the brigades, the tattletale squads. They've even given us a messianic leader. It's happening. We're going to go to your phone calls here in a moment, then I'm going to get into these ads. But first off, ladies and gentlemen, I want to encourage all of the listeners to go to InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com and not just support this radio show and the TV show we're starting and all the work we're doing here, but also these are great films that need to be seen, that need to be owned in high quality on DVD and need to be shown to others. The Money Masters, 3.5 hour film, 1995. You want to know who's raping you? You want to know the history of it and currently what's going on? This is the film to have. Endgame, the overall Rosetta Stone of understanding the New World Order and what their end game is, their history, their overall strategy, and what their future plans are. This is the best film out there, period, many people are saying, and I happen to have made it. Barry Cooper's Never Get Busted Again, at checkpoints, police, speeding, you name it, understanding globalist tactics, understanding how they want to undermine your rights. Got these two DVDs discounted right now at Infowars.com. My latest 9/11 film, 9/11 Chronicles, Truth Rising, Cinema Verite, the, as a director, the best film I've made, you know, dealing with just the way the film moves. No voiceover, just all hardcore info and waking a lot of people up. Fabled Enemies, Jason Burmes's 9/11 film, getting into a lot of subjects not covered by others. So definitely check this out. And I had one in here, but I guess I don't know where it is. Eye of the Phoenix just came in. It just now came out. Eye of the Phoenix, Secrets of the Dollar Bill. Just looking at this one thing. It's part three on the series. We have that discounted out of the gates with the other two films in the series as well. Eye of the Phoenix, Secret of the Dollar Bill, available right now at Infowars.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. You can also ask about discounts on different combos and videos or bulk purchases. We have those prices listed as well at Infowars.com or again, 888-253-3139. Don't forget, all of my films are posted in super high quality for download to burn to disc and share with others at PrisonPlanet.tv. Only 15 cents a day. PrisonPlanet.tv. I want to thank all the members out there. We keep trying to add, you know, not just the films, the weekly TV reports, the audio blogs, higher quality archives of the show, the streaming live TV show, live then archived every day for PrisonPlanet.tv members. And we have a major internet firm that does some of the biggest websites out there here designing a super web 2.0 where you'll have your own sub pages where it's all going to, in the next month or two, PrisonPlanet.tv, the site, not just the content, is going to be super awesome. And so that's one of the announcements we have to make that are coming up. A lot of others as well as we expand our operations against the global crime syndicate. I mean, they're openly the bad guys. We know who the bad guys are. We're the good guys. We need you to join us in this fight for the Republic and humanity worldwide. The transmission against tyranny continues from the front lines of the info war. Google search, there are multiple states attempting to pass legislation like New Hampshire. HCR 6 is introduced in the 2009 session. We're going to get some of these state reps on. Representative Idas Rock, Ingebrigtsen, Graff, Comford, Delaney. So we're going to work on that. Says we're not going to have martial law. We're not going to have gun confiscation. And they list what the feds are doing and what they're moving ahead with. So the states are rallying. The people are waking up. Shame on Texas. Shame on Arizona. Shame on places like Vermont that claim they're so pro-Second Amendment. Gun owners are delusional, going, my guns are fine. Barack says, as they introduce the bills to ban every semi-auto, to make you be federally licensed, psychological federal testing by fiat, they can just claim that you've got a psychological problem. I mean, this is the end. And earlier we played Rahm Emanuel. I'm going to play that again later because we just played the audio earlier before we were simulcasting at PrisonPlanet.tv, where he said, if we think maybe you're a terrorist, so that means if we think maybe you've committed a misdemeanor, because Section 802 of terrorism in the Patriot Act says any misdemeanor, you'll be on the no-fly list. You won't be able to own a gun. Well, that no-fly list is a criminal list. Over a million Americans now on it. No judge, no jury. Congressmen, senators, business owners. A lot of you are on that list, and it's growing. It's got to be over a million now. Last time I saw it 6 months ago, it was in the news. Over a million on no-fly list and over 2 million on the criminal list. No conviction, no nothing. Just total tyranny. That's what the bad guys do, folks. They want your guns. So we're going to work on getting some of these state reps on so that we can spread the word about this happening and other state reps introduce legislation. Because if the feds announce you're turning your guns in, folks, you better hope your state stands up and says no. That's the last line of defense. That's why they've been getting rid of the states. Let's go ahead and go back to your phone calls. Mike in New York, thanks for holding her on the air.
Hey, Alex, how you doing?
Good.
It's a pleasure to talk to you. God bless you for what you're doing and the information you're releasing to everybody and keeping everybody a little smarter than they normally would be without you. You were mentioned on George Norrie last night about the FEMA camps and how you've been screaming and yelling about it all these years and no one's been listening to you. And I think people are starting to wake up little by little, but I think it might be a little too late. I think that they've just pushed and pushed, and I think that it's a scary world out there, Alex, and it's just getting worse and worse every day. And I don't know what to do.
Was George talking about how the bills are introduced to
The Florida introduced a bill. The senator, I believe, from Florida introduced the bill, and I mean it's going to pass. They're just going to stand right up one after the other and vote for it and pass it
because they're criminals.
Yeah, absolutely, and it's just.
I mean, they have handed us over to foreign banks. They've looted us. They're stealing all the pension funds, as I told you years ago. They were planning. They read their own documents, and then they're going to sit there and say, "Military, attack the people." They, you know, they don't like their savings being taken. And the military's going to go lock and load.
Absolutely, they're all brainwashed.
And they'll have TV ads going, "Look at our heroes! Look at them!" They'll have rock bands going, "They're a warrior fighting the evil American." Yeah,
scary world out there. We're expecting our first daughter, we're going to avoid giving her the vaccinations. And thank God for religious exemption. And actually, New York State is trying to strengthen the religious exemption for vaccinations. So that's some good news up to that point.
The fight is on. The people know, except for, 57% of voters, or it's almost 60, but the voted for Barack Obama. Let's say 60% voted for Barack Obama. Well, no, that's not accurate. Let me get this right. We had 62% voter turnout, and close to 60% of the voters voted for Barack Obama. So, what is 60% of 60%? We're talking about 35% or so, 37%. I mean, I get a calculator out of the country voted for Obama. Anything else, sir?
No, that'll do it. I appreciate your time.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We're in an info war. Our secret weapon is history, the truth, our honor, our willingness to fight for every person out there to unlock their mind. The globalists want to keep their minds shut, small, petty, in abject tyranny, just giving in to corruption. We want to just unlock people's minds so they can look at the world for themselves and assess what's really happening, what's really going on in their area, and to decide if they want to be part of this fight for liberty in history or if they want evil to be able to take over. Now, I'm going to say this again. I say this every show, and I'm going to beg the audience now. The number one thing you can do to fight the New World Order is to spread the word. And what is most effective? Films. So get my films, other films, make copies, have viewing parties, get it out. Call Congress, go speak to your city council, call your state legislatures, tell them introduce legislation like New Hampshire did. Seven states passed bills saying we're not going to follow the Patriot Act, it's un-American, and instructed their state police not to follow it, and instructed their states, because the states are over the counties and cities, told their counties and cities, do not violate the Bill of Rights and Constitution. It's still in effect here. Don't use the Patriot Act against U.S. citizens. And the feds, oh, no, we're not doing that. And then they did, and a lot of states are now using it. That was all because I had the idea to do that, and people picked it up, ran with it. People formed organizations in 800-plus cities and seven states did it. Now, this could domino effect with what's happening with this House Resolution 6 in New Hampshire. And other states have similar things. We've had the state rep on, she's a state senator on, many times. We need to get her back on, who introduced legislation similar to this years ago after she saw my film Police State 2000. Another example. We call up to have her on as a guest. I go, why'd you introduce this? Oh, I saw Police State 2000, checked it out. Now, that was back in 2000. And then now she's a big 9/11 truther. But Karen Johnston. So other states are doing similar things. We don't just want to have these introduced. We want to have these passed, saying, we know you're setting up martial law. We know you're setting up tyranny. We know you're engaged in all this corruption. We know you're illegitimate. We are not going to let the feds come in here and take the guns. We are not going to take part in this and go along with this. It can happen. You have to believe that it can happen first, and that means you have to form groups, get focused, get the legislation from New Hampshire and other legislation, put it together and bring it in and speak to committees and shake hands and get down there. It can happen. The people are really listening right now. A lot of folks in politics are scared. They know what's going on. They just want to see people supporting them for what's right. Now, the big issue is we don't have a choice. You can say it's a tough road we got to go down. Well, the other one's a lot tougher. I'm not going to just lay here in a ditch on my knees and put a bullet in my head, and it could come to that. Now, listen. Another big solution is spreading the word. There are hundreds of thousands of people that listen every 15 minutes. Ted's even gotten ratings from our stations before. It's like 315,000 people for 15 minutes listening on just the AM and FM. Then shortwave, satellite, internet, number one show on Shoutcast, and now they've changed it where, like, a third of our streams can be seen. Before it was half our streams. Now a third of our streams can be seen on Shoutcast, and we're routinely number one in talk and routinely in the top five, period. And the reason I don't like not being in the top, because we're sending more streams other places trying to work out the system, is being on the top of Shoutcast, people want to hear what number one is, and it makes more people listen. So we're working that out to try to get more of our streams pointed at that, because a lot of them are going through CDNs, not single servers. And but side issue, the point is, it's the kind of stuff I deal with all day. I want you as listeners to please tell your email list, your friends, your family, your neighbors. This is a hard-hitting, serious show. You want to know what's really happening with the corporate takeover, the bailouts, the depression, the gun control, the FEMA camps. This is the place, Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, the backup sites, PrisonPlanet.tv is the big video site, Infowars.net, TruthNews.us, JonesReport.com, and just tell people at red lights, tell them at work, tell them at church, tell them at synagogue or at the mosque or at the golf course or at the bar or at the beach. Because, I mean, I'm putting everything on the line, and whether you know it or not, you're on the line too. Your butt is hanging out over the edge of a cliff, folks. Only chance we've got is to claw back and not fall off the side of this cliff. And I'm clawing. There's blood coming out of my fingernails. I'm trying, but I can't pull the whole country up behind me. The listeners we've got now can't do it all. We need more. And if you just explosively start telling people about the show, it can exponentially grow. With the viral videos, all of it. So I want to commend all of you out there with the viral videos and everybody else spreading the word. God bless you. You're doing a fabulous job. Now, let me shift gears into brainwashing and propaganda. I got a bunch of different video clips here. We have the band Three Doors Down, I'm a Warrior video, right? It was our anniversary last night. Took my wife to a movie. First time I've done that in about a year. I never have time. But anyways, I go in there, and I'd heard about this from Jason Burmes. He said he went and saw a movie last week, and it was like, I'm a warrior, with troops marching through the streets of America to condition you to accept troops on the streets and parades and everybody loving them. That creates the propaganda that the war's good, that you love the troops by loving war, that it's rock star, that it's cool, that young kids can go join the military. And it just goes on and on and on and on. So we're not going to play this first. We're going to play this citizen soldier, I'm a warrior thing a little bit later in the show, but this is just the most base propaganda there is. First, I want to play, and this isn't the one I saw in the Super Bowl. There's a bunch of these. If you go to YouTube, in fact, minimize this page. I want to show people right here. If you go to YouTube and you type in high fructose corn syrup ad, you'll get scores of them, okay? And it's all the same. Somebody's eating high fructose corn syrup. Somebody says, hey, I heard that's not good for you. Oh, that's ridiculous. Conspiracy theory. It's absolutely wholesome and delicious from little corn. So you can go watch all these if you want, but we're analyzing this one. Here is the propaganda.
Hey.
Wow. You don't care what the kids eat, huh?
Excuse me?
That has high fructose corn syrup in it.
And?
Yeah, you know what they say about it?
Like what?
Honey.
It's that it's made from corn, doesn't have artificial ingredients, and like sugar, it's fine in moderation.
Love that top.
Oh, well, thank you.
Get the facts. You're in for a sweet surprise.
Okay, there were no facts there. There were no facts there, but the image is the trendy, cool, you know, lady knows what's going on. This dumb idiot comes over and says, what are the facts? And she's like, I don't know any. I mean, and all the ads are the same. It's peer pressure. And they have weird ads demonizing the Second Amendment, weird ads demonizing national sovereignty, and weird ads out there I'm seeing where somebody will go, I just hate black people. And by the way, I love the Second Amendment. You know, just guilt by association type stuff is now everywhere. In fact, let's click on another one of the, before we go to the Alec Baldwin ad, let's clip on one more of those high fructose corn syrup ads. Here we go.
You want a bite?
I thought you loved me.
I do. Take two bites.
It's got high fructose corn syrup in it.
So?
Well, you know what they say about it.
What?
That it's...
That it's made from corn, has the same calories as sugar or honey, and it's fine in moderation.
You only wrote one?
Get the facts. You're in for a sweet surprise.
Okay, so there's ad after 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 ad all over TV, the Super Bowl. That's the one I've seen on the Super Bowl. And it's the same thing. That's corn syrup. I heard that's not good. Oh, really? You heard it's not good? What's your facts? And always, he's the guy wanting the girl. Have you seen the ads where they hold up a beer and it's a hot chick and you're really wanting her, but the association is the Coors Light or the Budweiser or whatever with the woman? Basic psychology, basic advertising 101. Well, here it's the good-looking girl, beautiful day, the popsicles in a sunny day, under the shade, perfect, giggling background noises because it's primitive, you know, creatures. We like the sound of giggling children, happy people, and there's a sound of rustling wind. You know, that was to target men who want a mate. And associating at the primitive level, you will get the mate. And the red lollipop symbolizes sex. The red popsicle, red is the symbol of sex. Folks, I took advertising. This is psych warfare, okay? And they're sitting there with it. So it's a tasty-looking popsicle. It symbolizes sex in the Freudian school. They have several other schools in there. There's the giggling children, the happiness. This is a Garden of Eden, and in the middle of the Garden of Eden is this fruit growing, this red fruit. It is the red popsicle. And then at the intellectual level, he's an idiot. He shot his mouth off, but she showed him the woman. Now, for the woman, she sees this, and the girl's giggling up above him like the goddess. I just covered how it affects the man, the psych warfare on his angle. For the woman, she's up above him in the garden. She's happy, the sound of giggling children. She has the popsicle. It's the center of everything. And she shows that she's more knowledgeable and lovingly giggles at the fool. Now, there's other layers to this, but I just covered it, basically. This is what they're doing everywhere. And they have different types of propaganda they use, and they interwove them. Now, when we come back, I'm going to play Alec Baldwin.
Alec Baldwin. You will be very useful to me.
I'm going to ask Max Kaiser, who's friends with Alec Baldwin. I can ask Charlie Sheen. I know they're friends. Alec, I know they got you to do this because it's a joke, funny ad, but you know, TV eats your brain. But we're going to eat the rest of your brain with the TV. And by the way, I'm a reptoid. Now when people talk about TV frying your brain or being used to condition and control you, as we're just now illustrating, they will then say, oh, I saw that Alec Baldwin Super Bowl commercial. You see, they're making a joke out of all of this. They're making it funny, but it's not funny. By the way, corn syrup, I can give you thousands of facts. I'm not the idiot in the ad. I can give you facts. Here's Washington Post, January 28th, 09. Study finds high fructose corn syrup contains mercury. Half of 55 popular brands have high levels of mercury in it, even though it's not involved in the manufacturing process. I mean, zoom in over here. I want to show people this. Okay, you want facts about it? Why is it filled with mercury? Washington Post, just Google high fructose corn syrup mercury. You'll get hundreds of news articles. There's a fact for you. That dumb bimbo talked to me. I'd show her some facts. What's your facts? Okay, mercury head. You can't even understand me. It takes so much mercury. Again, zoom in on this for the viewers out there. You see all these TV ads telling you that corn syrup isn't bad for you when there's all these mainline studies from universities, medical studies, showing that you eat it and then you're still hungry. So it makes you eat more. It makes you obese. It is linked to diabetes. It has all sorts of problems. And so they're running ads to condition the public. And then it turns out half of 55 major brands of food with corn syrup in it, the 55 they tested, half of them had high levels of mercury. And they just say here at the end of the article, the bad news is that nobody knows whether or not their soda or snack food contains HFCs made from ingredients like caustic soda contaminated with mercury. They're using toxic waste soda. The good news is that mercury-free HFC ingredients exist. Food companies just need a good push. A push. We got to push them to only use these ingredients. And it goes on. Products bought off the shelf in the autumn of 2008 had mercury in them. So, again, study finds high fructose corn syrup contains mercury. Honey, you're eating corn syrup.
Well, what's your facts, Alex? Corn syrup comes from corn and is nutritious. God, you're so smart. I don't have any facts. I'm just an idiot. Some conspiracy theorist told me. I don't have any facts. I don't have any proof. It's good for me. I'm sorry.
Okay, well, there you go. Study finds high fructose corn syrup contains mercury. This is from last week, folks. I mean, just Google bad effects of corn syrup diabetes, corn syrup liver. I just can't handle it anymore. Let's continue with review of propaganda. Folks on radio, hear the audio, which is most of the propaganda, but those watching PrisonPlanet.tv are getting the visual. Let's analyze the HULU commercial with Alec Baldwin. We can do this because this is all fair use, ladies and gentlemen, as we sit here and analyze this piece of propaganda. Here we go.
Hello, Earth. I'm Alec Baldwin, TV star. You know, they say TV will rot your brain. That's absurd. TV only softens the brain like a ripe banana. To take it all the way, we've created Hulu. Hulu beams TV directly to your portable computing devices, giving you more of the cerebral gelatinizing shows you want anytime, anywhere, for free.
I only act out because I want your love. Dynamite!
Mushy mush. And the best part is there's nothing you can do to stop it. I mean, what are you going to do, turn off your TV and your computer? Once your brain's reduced to a cottage cheese-like mush, we'll scoop them out with a melon bowler and gobble them right on up. Oops. I think I'm drooling a little. Because we're aliens. And that's how we roll. Hulu, an evil plot to destroy the world. Enjoy.
This is hardcore evil. And I'm sure that
Alec Baldwin is very useful to the New World Order. Hans Blix, come on in, buddy.
It's fun. It's cute. Okay, do it right now. I'm going to let the guys do this. And I want it on screen as you Google. On screen, please, for them. Put your Google on screen for them. We're going to go back to Three Doors Down brainwashing in a moment. And I want you to Google. We did this on KLBJ about 6 months ago. It took you guys a few tries, but let me think the exact key words to find it. Television viewing Alzheimer's. Television viewing Alzheimer's. Tens of thousands of peer-reviewed top studies that if you watch more than an hour of television a day, you get massive increases in Alzheimer's. It literally makes your brain rot. You know why? Because after age 30, you lose millions of brain cells a day, but you have extra brain space to create new neural pathways when you're learning. But when you're watching television, it puts you, because of the flicker rate and other reasons, into a lower state of mind, a sleep stage. And then the brain starts desiccating quicker. You start losing more of the operable brain cells. TV viewing and Alzheimer's. Access my library, BBC News. TV links to Alzheimer's. On screen, please. Oh, and there's 996,000 hits there for you. Please punch it back up. But it's funny. Alec Baldwin. So now when you tell somebody that TV literally destroys your cognitive abilities and literally causes you to become retarded, it won't matter.
because, oh, Alec Baldwin and the little alien tentacle. We're aliens and that's how we roll. Well, yes, it's a guild of psychopathic humans who do believe they're another species who are operating this system. But, oh, there she is having her brain sucked. Watching too much television and doing too little physical activity could link to Alzheimer's disease, according to U.S. researchers. And it goes on to talk about massive increases in people getting Alzheimer's in a direct correlation with watching more television. Oh, but Alec Baldwin is very useful to them. We'll be right back. Stay with us, ladies and gentlemen. Transmission continues.
So many things going on.
I saw a computer company ad about a year ago. I don't watch much TV. It's all propaganda now. And it showed a guy with a laser pointer at a computer screen showing people some new high technology system. And the crowd was chimpanzees, not listening, throwing spitballs, throwing paper airplanes, you know, smoking cigarettes. And it was all about how you're a bunch of idiots and we're above you. And it was the same thing here. It's like you won't be able to resist our product. You're going to watch, you know, our entertainment TV shows now on your computer. And we have you, and it's rotting your brain. So now when you talk about that, they're going to say you got that from the Super Bowl Alec Baldwin ad that's running everywhere. And you're not, it familiarizes you. It acclimates you. It makes you comfortable. This is all about institutionalizing you, domesticating you. And it's just everything. Today, I've always talked about analyzing commercials. Well, now we got the TV show. Now we're in here, you know, simulcasting. I can show everyone this, and folks can hear the audio. But that's why we need more funds so I can hire writers so they can sit here and watch what I cover on air and then go do an article about it and post the material. Three writers isn't enough, but as it is, we're not hiring writers. We don't have the money. We're hiring an extra IT person, some more sales folks because they pay for themselves. Another radio producer, then another video person, another video editor, and we're totally maxed there. Please buy the books and videos on the site because we're not funded by the New World Order. We're not funded by the corn syrup makers. What's up? You're trying to talk to me because I can't hear you. Yeah, we're going to go ahead and go to another clip now, the Three Doors Down video. And what it looks like what I saw in the movie theater last night was a different variant of this. So there must be multiple variants of Three Doors Down. And this particular one is equating being in the National Guard with being in the militia in the Revolutionary War. People know that's bedrock America. There's a hunger for revolution. So they're saying, yes, we're the revolution. Join the military. They don't tell you, though, the National Guard now has been totally federalized. You'll go overseas immediately, then be trained in kicking down doors and gun confiscation, and then come back here to the U.S. under NORTHCOM. Go ahead and roll it. Citizen soldier, yeah, baby. Join the military. We got vaccines full of mercury. We got corn syrup, too. Boundaries of your city's lights. We've got depleted uranium. Waiting for your cries. Rewind it. Look, stop. Again, whenever you see a drug commercial for Prozac, it's clouds and you're sad, everything's unhappy. But then it cuts to a beautiful park with that magic golden hour, about an hour before sunset, and they're playing football in the park and outside the boundaries of your cities. You know, here's the psychology. You're in the Garden of Eden. You're protecting your woman. But outside, it's dangerous. Who protects this Eden? Our troops do. Yeah. But in reality, it's the troops that are bringing in the New World Order, the enforcement to destroy our Eden. It's this basic human instinct, your little village and the enemy tribe 20 miles away that raids you a couple times a year and kills your people and hauls your women off. And you're sitting there in the cave or in the hut looking at your woman, looking at your three children. You're out hunting all day and fishing, trying to bring them food in. You're always, you know, you've got your weapon there. You don't want to fight because the other tribe's bigger and they're stronger, but you've got to protect your family. It's a base instinct. So you got to protect your women.
Oh, be a citizen soldier.
When in reality, the military is owned by the foreign bank that are destroying your family. Now play this devilish propaganda for folks.
Oh yeah, oh my God, we put out propaganda for the government. Oh, playing football, protect America. Outside the boundaries of your cities, the enemy's coming.
Beyond the boundaries of your city's lights, stand the heroes waiting for your cries. So many times you did not bring this on yourself.
All right, here, pause again. So you didn't bring this on yourself, but soldiers are stuck outside the city lights. They're stuck battling. You need to join the military to save Americans that are outgunned and outnumbered, fighting hard to kill 1.3 million Iraqis, fighting hard to ship in cocaine and heroin, fighting hard to bring in that opium, fighting hard to launder that money, fighting hard to torture people in secret camps, fighting hard to train to take over the U.S., filled with illegal aliens and felons. Criminals, they're fighting hard for you. You're not against America, are you, right now? I'm a citizen soldier. Keep going.
I'll be there to help.
See, get pause. See, just like Obama says, we're going to have national compulsory service, but the first thing they push is helping people in floods and hurricanes and soup kitchens. Well, who's against that? But the real mission's taking your guns. The bills are introduced to do it, and they've announced troops are in the U.S. to be used against us for that. And they did it in New Orleans and Illinois. So this is a different version than I saw last night. There must be a whole bunch of these things out there. And what was the one you were... Well, keep going.
Your brothers and sisters.
Hit pause. See, now they're associating it with... Everything's an image, a meme, a archetype. You know, now you see one of the revolutionary swamp foxes. He's running from cannon fire. He's a militia. When in truth, the feds are demonizing militias, trying to outlaw them, trying to disarm the American people. But they show you that image. Oh, we're the guys that are with the founding fathers. When I have FEMA on video teaching the founding fathers were terrorists, then America's bad. Oh, it's in Road to Tyranny. You want me to play that clip? You're out there doubting me? Oh, just like I told you, Alzheimer's is being caused by watching TV? And all the mercury in your food? Would you like me to show FEMA saying the founding fathers were bad? If we have time, we will do that, but it's in Road to Tyranny. So look at that. That's a minute, man. Ooh, that's been taboo. That's been bad in the media, but now it's okay. You can be a minute, man. You can be a minute, man. You can help take over Iraq and make sure all the kids get their shots so they can't have babies. But they'll tell you it was so they don't get smallpox. Let's go ahead and go back to the clip.
I'll be right here. Citizen soldiers holding the life for the ones that we guide from the dark of despair. Standing on guard for the ones that we shelter will always...
All right, hit pause. Notice how the guy running looks like or maybe the same guy playing football. We all know we're connected instinctively to our ancestors and that we are connected to those who come after us. We truly live forever through our progeny. So they're actually reaching into base human programming, not just with our heritage, but directly with it being the same person, saying he fought before, be part of that great heritage. This is hardcore psych warfare. Continue with the Pentagon attack on the American people. Go ahead.
Because we will always be there.
And pause. I fired the shot that started the nation. I fired the shot that started the nation. Right there. They've introduced the gun control bills to literally ban all semi-autos, to make everybody be licensed in America with psychological federal testing, where the feds can say you're on a terror or crime list with no judge, no jury, no arrest, and ban you owning any guns. It's all introduced. We covered it earlier in the show. They've introduced bills to build FEMA camps. They've already built the camps, but now they're saying they're going to merge local police with them. They're destroying what these guys went to war because the British were confiscating their guns. Now, the very same New World Order's here doing it, claiming they're our ancestors. This is high treason. Our military isn't ours anymore. We are the Minutemen. We are the Sons of Liberty that fight the New World Order, not the people in the military. Now, there are good people in the military who know what's going on and are upset. In fact, the majority of them, but they're being replaced with illegal aliens and crime syndicate operatives, and the biggest recruiting stations are in Mexico City, Manila, Philippines, and, of course, in the major cities in the Eastern Bloc, former Eastern Bloc, like Ukraine and Czech Republic. Check into it. They're signing deals to bring foreign troops into America, not just in the combined force. Now, remember that. Remember who you work for. You work for the bankers that have hijacked America and now have to use the military to suppress the people so we don't get justice while your banker bosses take over the pension funds. Back it up about 20 seconds. I want to play this for folks. Oh, you started a nation. That's good. Hit play. You started a nation. You know, because you're in the New World Order military. You are the ones killing the country and killing other sovereign countries. You're country killers. You're freedom killers. You're training to take our guns, and I've got video 10 years ago of it, and now it's openly announced. Play the video. Pause. The Minutemen are fighting the Redcoats, and then it cuts to Apache helicopters blowing up cities. No, the Redcoats were the Apache helicopters blowing up cities. The ragtag people fighting them are the equivalent of 1776ers. Let's get that straight, too. We were the underdogs. The Iraqis are the underdogs, not the big giant behemoth blowing the hell out of everything in its way. This is disgusting, sickening, filthy propaganda. And everything the military works for now is destroying the Bill of Rights and Constitution that all the other veterans before them fought for. This is a disgrace and is an abomination to the Republic. I rebuke this accursed piece of propaganda. Go to the continue with the evil.
Will there be people crying in the streets? Will they're starving for a meal?
Stop right there. Why are the women starving for a meal to eat in all these countries? Because the globalists came in and blew up their water structures, their power plants, their roads, their bridges, their infrastructure, and put siege on them for decades.
Women starving for something to eat.
All this bull. I mean, you know, the Nazis had propaganda posters where it showed a Nazi soldier, you know, in Russia or Poland handing someone a loaf of bread. There's literally pictures of him handing a woman a loaf who's going like this below him, and they're going, Heil Hitler below it, handing the woman a piece of bread. And by the way, I know when I just did that, the psyops are going to go put that and say I was heiling Hitler. But then people are going to find out you lied about it and find out you're working for the government, and then they'll know how credible we are. So go ahead and run your psyop on that one, too. You lying scum. You will be defeated. The Republic is going to kick your ass. Get that straight. The real 1776ers, not this counterfeit. Now go back to the video.
When they simply need a place to make their beds, right here underneath my wing, you can rest your head. On that day when you need your brothers and sisters to care, I'll be right here. Citizens, soldiers.
Stop right there. Another huge lie. It's saying while the military's off feeding and helping people, actually blowing their countries up, and then it's like shooting somebody in the head and giving them a Band-Aid, while the troops, see, they're sucking in good men and women who mean well to join the military. But they're lying to them, saying, you'll be a citizen soldier. You'll be right here at home. So this is people that don't want to fight. They're saying, you join the National Guard, you support the real troops here in the U.S. They've been deploying over 80% of the National Guard. They're getting rid of the National Guard and completely federalizing it for combat duty domestically and internationally. So this video ought to show National Guard confiscating people's guns, going into people's houses, taking down their American flags, stealing their property, taking it ought to show the troops at a bank helping the bankers steal all the pension funds. Then this would be an accurate video. And again, we're not against the troops here. We're against you being propagandized and brainwashed. So continue. It's just every 5 seconds is pure lies. Go back to it. All right, hit pause right there. Oh, I stormed the beaches of Normandy. See, they're going back through all the heritage. Meanwhile, it was big U.S. and British banks that actually installed Hitler. He was Time Magazine Man of the Year twice and worshipped in the United States and told to go ahead and invade those countries. Then they set him up and brought him down. They create these evil demons, just like Saddam Hussein and some of Bin Laden, all of them. So they're equating joining the National Guard with all this when the National Guard is openly going to be used against the American people in gun confiscation. Continue. He loves his wife. They just tug on every heartstring. He's kissing his ring. Family. So you're watching this. It makes you think of your wife. So that's for the old people watching. This is all unified propaganda to sell the public on war, to sell the public on tyranny, to get young people to join the National Guard, thinking they won't be shipped overseas. They'll be backing up the citizen soldiers. Continue. So they mix war in with soldiers helping people here in the U.S., more propaganda. In truth, the National Guard would be there confiscating the firearms, as they do all over the country, and there's a disaster now. So again, just like Barack Obama says, well, I'm for compulsory soup kitchens, but really behind that is domestic police brigades. So see, this is all just propaganda they put in here. Continue. I always place the mission first. Then they say pray. You know, the government's there destroying religion when they don't like it or using it to control people when they can. With the clergy response teams right out of Red Dawn, the local preachers trained to tell American citizens to turn their guns in and go to FEMA camps. Pause. I will never accept defeat. Defeat to them is leaving an occupied country. And now Obama's basically saying the troops will just stay in Iraq forever. They're going to increase the troops in other areas of the world like Afghanistan. And the message is, I never show a white flag. We never retreat. We never leave. They said we'd be there 6 months. They promised we were. But the documents said they were going to be there forever. 100-year war. So, again, just every 5 seconds, pure propaganda. Continue.
I walk beside you, but you may not see me. The strongest of
okay, the strongest among you may not wear a crown. You have the redcoats coming to confiscate guns. That's how it started. You have the militia shooting them, and now they cut to U.S. military doing a breach entry, blowing open a door for gun confiscation. The redcoats are coming to take the guns. They show you the image of the Minutemen firing back. Then it cuts to U.S. military doing an entry for gun confiscation. Back it up a few seconds here. They've all been trained. They're coming back to be cops and domestic military. They've been kicking down doors thousands of times. They're trained in it. They brought back the main brigade, who are the top folks in this, to the United States for this. Just play out. We're going to come back and finish it up. I meant to get to all these calls, but I started analyzing propaganda. It's just, you know, fructose corn syrup's good for you. A really study finds high fructose corn syrup contains mercury. Half of brands tested high levels of mercury. But on the ads, they go, there's no proof there's anything wrong with corn syrup. It's a conspiracy theory. You know, everything's fine. Yeah, propaganda. Sooner or later, God's going to cut you down. You can throw your rock. You can hide your hand, working in the dark against your fellow man.
You can run on for a long time.
But what you do in the dark will be brought to light. We're doing that right now.
Run on for a long time.
But sooner or later, gonna cut you down. All right, let's go ahead and go back to the propaganda piece. So he's fighting gun confiscators right here. They don't tell you that. Next, it cuts to gun confiscators. Left more than 10,000 U.S. troops with the Soviets. They grabbed out of German camps and didn't even care about them. They'll leave you behind in a minute. They'll inject you with deadly vaccines. They're also now taking the promise of free health care for life from World War II and Korean War vets, and they're taking the Second Amendment right away from vets right now. That's what the new White House chief of staff is basically pushing. Join the Republic. Fight for the Republic now. Fight the New World Order, folks. Join the real fight for liberty, not this phony counterfeit. Go back to it. It was. I stepped forward when the towers fell, when the globalists blew them up. And then they breathe deadly dust and they won't give them treatment, even though it's admitted. Okay, continue. We are free because they are brave. That might have been the truth in the past, but this isn't our military anymore. And the sooner we start realizing that and facing up to that, the sooner we can turn this republic back. The people running our country are openly in the Wall Street Journal announcing that they're getting rid of the dollar, bringing in an Amero, and creating a North American Union. Everything we told you is now admitted. It's all happening. They're making their move. I love this country more than anything. This is where my family's been for hundreds of years. I had family on the Mayflower, family of the Revolutionary War, family right here in Texas. We raised Colonel Travis's son. My family's been here since, 1829. Folks, I love Texas. I love the Republic. And I'm telling you right now, this is the New World Order, period. Stop being conned by this slick propaganda. We just showed you all those other commercials that are full of lies. We're going to start doing that more and more here. If there's a commercial you want us to check out, send it to Aaron at InfoWars.com. We're going to start having a featured commercial every day on the show, or I'll spend 10 minutes analyzing it. If you want to support us, too, as well, folks, we're in the fight for the Republic night, no one else. And the materials at InfoWars.com, the books, the videos, it's all about getting the word out. So please go there and purchase the books and films so we can continue to fight for the Republic. And join us in the fight. Keep spreading the word about the show. Support congressmen and others that are fighting the New World Order, Ron Paul and others. Coming up in the rebroadcast, we had a great interview with Mike Rivero and a lot of calls and a lot of key news I covered on new gun control at the very start of the show, where they're going to put you on citizen watch list and won't be able to own guns. So that is, without a judge or jury or anything, that is coming up in the rebroadcast. It starts in T-minus 2 minutes, one place, InfoWars.com. Well, some stations re-air the show, but one place online, InfoWars.com. Before I do that, though, I want to thank our final sponsor of the day. Survival is key, ladies and gentlemen, and SurvivalistSeeds.com are great folks. And so I just hope people will check out their site and what they're doing. And again, everything we talk about is documented. Everything we talk about is on record. We understand the enemy program. We understand their propaganda. This is what we do. This is what we study. And we are counting on you out there to carry the ball. We're all in this together. This is the true patriotism. This is not the counterfeit they were just pushing there. This is a huge lie just because on the face of it, they tell you you're going to stay at home as a National Guardsman. That's not true. They're going to send you overseas. All right. God bless you all, ladies and gentlemen. Don't fight for the Empire. Fight for the Republic. God bless you all. We'll be right back in 1 minute at InfoWars.com.